Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Truly, we thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to be here today. And thank God for his goodness. Amen. Thank God. Although it's raining outside, it's dry in here. Amen.
Yes.
Got a roof over our head. And the Lord woke us up this morning, bright and early, and set us on our way. Thankful for that and thankful for his goodness to us. And it's good to see the saints out this morning and those that have been away back in the house of the Lord at their post and trusting for those who are on their way that God will grant traveling mercies over the highways. We want them to arrive here safely this day. You know, the roads are a little slick right now, but we just thank God he allowed us to be here, and we're going to pray for them, pray them in this morning. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? And we want to thank God for all those who are listening online, and a special prayer for the Webb family. Sister Webb continues to care for her daughter and her other family members. We just thank God for our dear sister, and we want to pray her strength because we don't want her to get back down, but we want to pray that God will keep her healthy. We know that she was just getting through with hers. So we thank God. And God is able. God is able. Amen. Let us look to the Lord. It's good to have Sister Holmes and Sister Lillian on phone. And we just thank God for each and every one. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we truly want to thank you once again for your manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us this day. Thank you for your hand of love and mercy extended unto your people. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us one more time to gather in the house of the Lord, to serve you, Lord God, to lift up our voices and total praise unto thee, Lord God. We have truly been blessed, dear Heavenly Father, by your mighty hand of love and mercy extended unto us. We thank you, Lord God, as we lay down last night, you allowed us to get a good night's rest, dear Heavenly Father. You woke us up, dear Heavenly Father, with all of our faculties in order, dear Heavenly Father. And for this, we want to say thank you. We want to praise you this morning for all that you have done and all that thou art doing and going to do on our behalf. Special prayer and blessing upon the saints of God who are traveling in right now, dear Heavenly Father, on their way to the house of the Lord. We ask that thou would grant traveling mercies over the highways. We ask that thou would be with them, dear Heavenly Father, and keep them safe, Lord God. Keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger. Please, Lord, in the name of Jesus, allow no accidents to befall them as you bring them to the house of the Lord. We want to thank you, Lord God, for those who are present, dear Heavenly Father, under the sound of my voice. Thank you, Lord God, for seeing Sister Carol out this morning and how you have blessed this dear sister. Thank you, Lord, wise for seeing Sister Regina out and how you have blessed her, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would continue to bless her body, spirit, mind, and soul. Thank you, Lord God, for seeing out Sister Smith, Lord God, and ask your continued blessings upon her. Likewise, we thank you for all those who are online, dear Heavenly Father. Special prayer and blessing for the Webb family this morning, dear Father. Thank you. As Sister Webb reached out and said, continue to remember us in prayer. And so, Lord, we lift them up to you this morning, knowing that you're able to do all things but fail. We know, Lord God, that our dear sister is there caring for her daughter, Lord God. And we ask in the precious name of Jesus, special prayer upon Alexandra, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for the progress she has made, dear Heavenly Father, and what you have brought her through, Lord God. And Lord, we're not going to doubt you, Lord God, because we know you are able, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask a special prayer upon Sister June and her body, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, that she's been 24 hours care, dear Heavenly Father, but we thank you that you've given her the strength and ask that you would be with her. Likewise, with her companion, dear Father, ask a special prayer and blessing upon him too. Father God and him, remember her grands, dear Father, and all her family members there, dear Lord. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Father, we want to thank you this morning for Sister Holmes being on and ask continued blessings upon her. Yes. We ask, oh Lord, that you would look down upon our dear sister with favor, Lord God. Continue to be her guide and her direction and the strength she so desperately stands in need of. Yes. Thank you for the care that her children give unto her, Lord God, and ask that you would bless them likewise, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for Sister Lillian being on, dear Father, and ask that you would continue to bless our dear sister. Lord God, we know, Lord God, she's been having some issues in her body, dear Father, but Lord, you're able, dear Heavenly Father. We've heard, Lord God, how you brought down down her blood pressure. And Lord God, we're looking for other things, dear Heavenly Father. We're looking for her one day to be back in the house of the Lord sooner than later, dear Heavenly Father. And so we just want to thank you for her, dear Sister Lillian. Remember James Allen. I understand he helps out, dear Heavenly Father. I ask that you would bless him and be with him, Lord God. We would like to see him out, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we just pray that you would continue to bless, Lord God. Lord, we ask in a special way that you remember dear Sister India, Lord God, and little Infinity. We know the last time we saw her, Lord, she wasn't feeling well, but Lord, we reached out to her, dear Heavenly Father, and she was at work on yesterday, Lord God. And so we just pray that you would bless our dear sister and trusting that she might be able to make it to the house of the Lord, dear Father, this morning. We ask that you would grant her traveling mercies likewise. Father, we want to say a special prayer for Sister Kiba, Lord God, and she's been on our heart and on our mind, dear Father, and ask that you would remember this dear sister in a mighty way. We pray, Lord God, that you would continue to bless her in body, spirit, mind, and soul, Lord God. Pray, Lord God, that she would be out this morning to the house of the Lord. Pray we would get a chance to see her again, dear Heavenly Father, and to let her know just how much we love her and care for her, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, likewise, we just thank you for Brother Reggie being here this morning and ask continued blessings upon him and his family, Lord God, in their hour of bereavement, Lord God. We know you've brought him through. We know you have been with him, Lord, each and every hour. As we've said before, you've heard every tear that he's shed, dear Father. You've heard every heartbeat, Lord God, that he has beat, dear Heavenly Father. You've heard, dear Father, all the desperation in his heart, dear Heavenly Father, at the loss of his companion. And Lord, yet you still have been there to comfort, Lord God, and to bring him through. And we thank you for that and ask that you would continue to bless our dear brother. Remember his entire family. Remember his son, Ricky, in a special way, and all the grands and great-grands and nieces and nephews and the entire family. Likewise, remembering Brother Levester, we know he's a part of that family too. And ask that you would bless and grant them all comfort, Lord God, in these hours, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would be with them, Lord God, in a mighty way. Thank you for Brother Levester, and thank you for what you've done for him. And ask that you would remember his requests and honor them, dear Heavenly Father, on behalf of his children, Lord God, and grandchildren. We just pray, Lord God, your continued blessings upon this family. Yes. Father God in heaven, we want to thank you for the children being out the day, Lord God, and ask your blessings upon them, dear Heavenly Father, as they continue, Lord God, in school, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that the knowledge that they're receiving there, this earthly knowledge, dear Father, that, Lord God, they will also, their Father, receive the spiritual knowledge, dear Father, of your word, dear Heavenly Father, that they will know, dear Heavenly Father, how they must live before they die. We pray in the precious name of Jesus that you would bless and be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord God, for their parents, and thank you for allowing them to come out, dear Heavenly Father, and be in the house of the Lord. We can see, Lord God, it seems every week they look like they're getting taller and taller, dear Heavenly Father, and growing, dear Heavenly Father, or we might even be getting shorter and shorter, Lord God, but Lord, we can see the growth in them, dear Heavenly Father, from when they first started coming, Lord God, to where they are today, Lord God, and not only has there been growth, but they've grown up, dear Heavenly Father, they matured, dear Heavenly Father, in age, dear Heavenly Father, and so we thank you for that, Lord God, that they still have a willingness to come, Lord God, and when we hear their prayer requests downstairs, Lord God, and how they're thankful for this family of God and thankful to be here, Lord God. We thank you for that and ask your continued blessings upon them. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you remember those who are less fortunate than we are. Yeah. We pray, Lord God, for the neighborhood, dear Father, in which this church resides, dear Father. We know and see, Lord God, the desire, the need, dear Heavenly Father, we should say, Lord God, of all those around, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, my God in heaven, we pray for these lost souls, dear Heavenly Father, and ask in the name of Jesus that you speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, for those, dear Heavenly Father, who are walking around, Lord God. We see this house across the street from the church. We rebuke in the name of Jesus the devil, Lord God, because they're going in and out and in and out in cars parked all over the, out in front of the church and on the side. And Lord God, we know it's a drug house, dear Heavenly Father. And so in the name of Jesus, we pray that you bring it down, dear Heavenly Father, that you destroy, dear Father, what the enemy is doing to these souls, dear Heavenly Father. Many of them, Lord God, we've seen the other day on Tuesday, Lord God, they were just pulling up and getting out and going in and coming out and going in and coming out. And we know, Lord God, with that flow of traffic, what that is. And so we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you shut down that house, that you shut down
down that drug house, Lord God, and that avenue, Lord God, of sin that many are going after, dear Heavenly Father. Lord God, for those souls' sake, dear Heavenly Father, we beg of thee. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would remember, Lord God, our neighbors, Lord God. Remember Rose, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, remember Mr. Curtis, Lord God. And Lord, we pray, and we still pray for Mr. Ray, Lord God. And no, we don't know where he's actually at, dear Father, but we still lift him up to you, Lord God, and Daisy and her family and others, Lord God, that are around this congregation. We pray, Lord God, remember the Cunningham family across the street. Likewise, dear Heavenly Father, ask your blessings be upon them, Lord God. Remember our officer. We understand he's away, Lord God. He's in the reserves, and we know he went home for family business, Lord God, and ask that you would remember him, Lord God, and be with his family, dear Father. Remember the one who's sick, dear Father. We lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father, knowing you can do all things but fail. Remember those families in Maine, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we know the tragedy that took place, Lord God, and oh, Father God in heaven, we on Wednesday night, I believe it was, or maybe it was, I can't remember what night it was, Lord God, when we heard, dear Father, that someone went in and shot up, Lord God. Oh, Father, we pray for those families who are now at the, now, dear Heavenly Father, going through the hour of bereavement, Lord God, and burying their loved ones. My, 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 what a world we live in, dear Father. My, my God, in heaven we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, dear Father, that you get a hold of hearts and minds, dear Father. Help these souls, Lord God, we beg of thee, who are on the verge of suicide, who are on the verge of going in and shooting up and killing, Lord God. We know, Lord God, this is not going to be the last. We'll probably hear something else, Lord God, because we know Satan, dear Heavenly Father, is reigning right now in this world, dear Heavenly Father. But, Lord, we serve a God who is able, Lord God. It reminds me of a song that says, we are cradle in your hands, dear Father, and we thank you for that and ask, oh, Lord, that you would bless and be with us, Lord God. We don't know, Lord God, where danger is, dear Father, because even on yesterday while we were here, dear Father, right here, just a couple doors down from the church, Lord God, where Sister Jackson used to live, Lord God, and where Sister India's house is, Lord God, we, Lord, there was something going on there, that, dear Father, where the streets were blocked off and you know, a bunch of motorcycle riders, and then we heard the police coming, Lord God. Oh, we just pray, Lord God, that you would remember us as we go in and out of this house of the Lord. Help us to be cautious. Help us, Lord God, to be vigilant. Help us to be watchful, to use wisdom, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as we're going in and going out. Let us go in and go out in groups, dear Heavenly Father. Let us not come, dear Father, so early, Lord, and sit in the parking lot, Lord God, but let us wait, dear Father, for each other, Lord God, because we see the perilousness of the times that are about us, dear Father. So we just ask a special prayer and protection upon us, dear Heavenly Father. Now have thine own way, Lord God, this day in the services. Lord God, we thank you for all that you have done. We thank you for the message that you have given me to bring, Lord God, and ask that you would do the preaching, the praying, and the singing, Lord God, and that everything that is done will be done to your glory and honor. Remember Sister Blake this morning. We don't want to forget her. And thank you for this dear sister and all that you've done for her, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God. We haven't heard her say much about her shoulder, dear Father, so we believe the remedy, Lord God, is working, dear Father. And so we just thank you, Lord God, and ask that you would bless and bring her through, dear Heavenly Father. Continue to be her guide and her direction, Lord God. We realize, dear Father, we're coming to the end of the year. So, Lord God, she's going to have a lot of things on her plate, dear Heavenly Father, to get ready for the taxes and the business of the church, Lord God. And so we just pray for our dear sister in advance, dear Heavenly Father, that you give her guidance and strength, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would continue to comfort her heart. Likewise, Lord God, because she lost two of her neighbors, Lord God, or her neighbor, when her neighbor's a husband and her neighbor's daughter, their father, within a week, dear Father. Oh, we pray, Lord God, that you would continue to bless our dear sister and our dear brother Maurice, Lord God. Thank you for him, and thank you for all that you've done for these two, and ask in the name of Jesus that you would continue to look down upon them with favor. Thank you for Sister Laurencine and Brother Maurice downstairs with the children, and ask that you would continue to bless in that endeavor. Likewise, remember Sister Millicent as she leads the service this morning in the devotional service, and ask that you would get the glory out of her. Likewise, remember Sister Melita and Brother PJ in the media room. We thank you for them, and thank you for how she brings in those, Lord God, who are listening listening in. Thank you for her sweet and quiet spirit, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would bless her, Lord God. She's behind the scenes, but Lord God, she does a mighty work for you, Lord, and we thank you for that. Now, Father, we don't want to forget any of the saints, and just ask that you remember each and every one of us, Lord God, as we work in the vineyard this day. Pray a special prayer upon Brother Byron. Thank you for him, and ask your blessings continually to be upon our dear brother. We just pray for each and every one, dear Heavenly Father, this day. We know we have a busy day ahead of us, but Lord God, we thank you for it. Thank you, Lord God, that this is the day you've made, and we're going to be rejoice and be glad in it. Now have thine own way in the services today, and Lord, we ask that you would make us a blessing. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen.
To return our bulletins, you should have Make Me a Servant. Make Me a Servant.
Make Me a Servant. Make Me a Servant. Humble and meek, Lord, let me lift up those who are weak, and make the prayer of my heart always be, make me a servant.
To God this morning. Thank God for his goodness.
Amen.
We know that it's only God who can make us a servant, because we have to be made meet for the master's use, and that can only come through the blood of Jesus. Thank God for this great miracle of salvation that he has worked upon us and upon our hearts. Just so good to be in the house of God this morning. Amen. I could hear the rain. I heard the rain before I saw it. Heard it on the rooftop before which prompted me to look out the window. And say, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We can thank God for the rain the same way we thank him for the sunshine. Because we know that we need both.
Amen. So
we thank God. We can thank God for rain hats and rain scarves and umbrellas, too.
Amen.
We can go in and come out. And just thank God for his goodness. Just think of, what about the saints that lived in earlier times? Didn't have a car to get into to drive. Didn't have an umbrella to put over their heads. Had to even meet in the fields disguised as sheep with skins over themselves for fear of the persecution. So we are blessed this morning to be in the house of God. thank God for our pastor, giving honor to Pastor Jenkins. We thank God for all that he has done for her, for the gift that he has given her to preach the word of God. Amen. And we know that even as the word says for us to wait for the Lord to direct us, when he gives us gifts, he's told us to wait on our ministering. To him that prophesy, wait on the Lord, and we know that she does that.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for that she always seeks the mind of the Lord to bring the word to us so that we get what we need. We thank God for her and for how he is touching her and using her. Amen. It's truly a pleasure to be with the saints this morning. It's a pleasure for me to be here. Our responsive reading is found in John chapter 8. John chapter 8, verses 1 through 12. Amen. Thank God. John chapter 8. Verses 1 through 12. Reading responsively. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives.
And early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them.
Amen. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst,
they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act.
Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou?
This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not.
So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself, and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her.
And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground.
And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst.
When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee?
She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Together. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Praise God. Praise our God. What a promise. Thank God. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. 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 Praise our God. That should put a desire in everyone to follow after Jesus.
Amen.
At this time, as we prepare to go to God's throne, taking our petitions, taking our requests. We know that when we pray in the name of Jesus because of the power in his name. He is the light of life. And so when we pray in his name, as we pray, we know that he said, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. And so we pray in the name of Jesus and praying in faith, knowing that he is interceding for us, knowing that God, our Father, hears our petitions. Jesus is there at the right hand of God interceding. And we pray knowing that all the power of the Godhead hears our prayers. And you think about that. Amen. That there's nothing that can happen to us that God is not in control of. No matter what it is. Now that should give us some confidence. Amen. When we serve him. And we follow Jesus. So we'll ask at this time if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Sister Regina.
I don't know what this is, but it's a glass picture mm-hmm. on the wall, okay? Mm-hmm. And it keeps coming down. It came down the other month or so, and it keeps coming down this morning. I'm sitting on the couch waiting for Noah to call, and then just boom, and this thing come off the wall again. It doesn't hit my head or anything, but thank God I'm blessed.
Amen.
I don't know why this is coming down. Dre'd have been dead for a long time.
My. Yes. We pray God's protection over you. It hasn't hit you. We thank God for that. Amen. And we know that God is able. He's protected you and he's able to continue to protect you. Amen. Amen. Bless God. We believe God. We believe God. Amen. There may be things that happen around us that we can't explain, but we believe God.
Amen.
Sister Carol.
Amen.
Sister Carol says, yes. Got a good report from the doctor, and remember her family in prayer. And remember, let me repeat Sister Regina's request. She said the picture that keeps falling off the wall, and it hasn't hit her, but it keeps falling. She doesn't know what's making it fall off the wall, and so we'll lift her up in prayer that God will protect her, continue to keep his hedge all around her, and bless her. Not only physically, but in mind and in spirit.
Amen.
Brother Robert. Amen. Thank you, Brother Robert, for that. Brother Robert's request is to remember his mother-in-law. She's been losing a lot of weight, so remember her. And remember Sister Rose as she cares for her. And then also remember Sister Rose, and she was in Walmart, and boys came in and were snatching women's purses and knocked one lady down, snatching it. And there were four of them, brother, came in, and they caught, and the police were called. They caught two of them. Brother Robert says, as we go to the store, just to be cautious. Even the word of God says, be sober, be vigilant. Because our adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. And we see our adversary even working in young people and basically attacking and robbing older people. So we have to be sober, be vigilant, be watchful as we go. Pray before we go. Pray before we go. Ask Lord's protection. Be with us. Thank you, Brother Robert.
Just let's continue to remember Sister Webb and her family, and continue to remember Sister Toya, please.
Yes. Yes. Remember Sister Webb and her family, and Sister Toya as well. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Holmes. Amen. Amen. She wants to be remembered in prayer and thanks God for her family, enabling her to have her family who takes such good care of her. Amen. Amen. I believe to remember Terry Wigfall, who I believe I spoke with her on Monday. After the repast for Brother Reggie and his family, I believe she said she would be traveling home today. This is Sunday. Yes, she said she'd be going home on Sunday. So we'll pray for traveling mercies for her, and we're thankful. She spoke with Pastor Jenkins and said she's receiving the morning messages and sits down with her Bible and the morning message, and that's her morning devotion. That's her Bible study. So we'll continue to pray for her. Well, Brother Jackson.
Remember me. I pretty much in communication with, you know, why he's in California taking care of my brother James. But here's some things that had come up that, as William was telling me, he was saying what he had, James had said. Things too that he said it hurt me to have that, you know, because I'm just here trying to help him. And Lord has shown me it by him telling me that it hurt me too, because I mean, this, he's my son, you know, and James is my brother, but I found Lord showed me that he was going to call me, and he also showed me what I had to do or to do it, and I did that. But when he called me, I found something in my heart that I didn't like, and
Lord bless.
I was real sharp answering him to the point that he said, "Are you still there?" I said, "Yeah." It's sharp and that's not me. I don't want
to. Lord bless. Amen.
Remember me.
Amen. Yes. Yes, brother. Amen. Amen. Praise God. The word of God tells us we examine ourselves according to the word of God.
And also, thank you for praying for Brother Reggie and the drug houses around here, because she said we need to do that. In fact, I should have. You asked me to pray out there in the parking lot. I should have just mentioned the house there did.
That's right.
The window was open.
Yes.
Yeah. Let Satan be bold.
Yes.
Around what we try to do for the Lord.
Right.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
You have to step up.
Amen, brother.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord bless you, brother.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Lord bless. Amen. Sister Melita. Thank you. Amen, amen. Sister Melita's request was for Sister Ruth, who is online, who's listening, lift her up in prayer, and also, I believe she said, Cheryl Wilson, who lost her father in Akron. Remember that bereaved family as well. We can see there, death has not taken a holiday. There are many good people going into eternity every day, every day. And not everyone is not every one of them knows the Lord. So we'll remember our lost loved ones.
Sister Brittany, I too thank the Lord for his many blessings. Just continue to remember me in prayer. And just want to, the apology, I learned something in air. And it was told to me many years ago. It was by a nurse. But, and I know I've shared it with many about the blood pressure. When you take your blood pressure, the systostatic number and the diastolic number, the systostatic number belongs to your blood pressure too. It's not the bottom number. It's also in the top number. And I was told it was in the bottom number. And I learned just last week and at the doctor's office. And so I've told many people, and I don't know who all I've told, but I know I've told people even here at church, and I just want to make the correction that I've learned that it is in the top number. It has to do with your pressure in your blood and your blood pressure. And so I apologize, but it was given to me many years ago when I was probably in my late 20s, early 30s at Nationwide. They were doing a thing there, and one of the nurses said either that or I misunderstood her, but I just want to apologize. I know I can't apologize to everybody, but the Lord just showed me to, because I know I've told a lot of saints here that, so it is both in the top number. So forgive me for that error, please.
Bless the Lord. Thank you, sister. I'm so glad that a mistake is not an error, is not sin.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Just misunderstood.
Yes.
Amen. Thank God. Thank God for you, sister. Amen. All general requests. Amen. After the hymn of meditation, we'll look to the Lord in prayer.
Amen. Amen. Your bulletin, you should have a song. Hasten and tell him. Your bulletin, hasten and tell him. Sing verse 1 and 2, the chorus, and 3 and 4, the chorus. Hasten and tell him.
I send it shall be given you, brother. He is the Lord who careth for all. Come with your heart all broken and bleeding. Come, he will hear and answer your call. Hasten and tell. Why do you tarry? Open your heart while Jesus is near. Bring him the burden you cannot carry. Tell him with courage nothing to fear. Hasten and tell him, brother and sister, Jesus. so tender, loving and kind, waiting to comfort, bless and deliver, hasten and tell him peace you will find, hasten and tell what tongue cannot groaning and sighing, loaded with care, bruised and weak with doubting you falter, tell him he waits your burdens to bear. Hasten and tell him every affliction, tell him each pain and sorrow of heart. Here is the word, all power is given. Lo, I am with you, never to fall. Hasten and tell him, brother and sister, Jesus so tender, loving and kind, waiting to comfort, bless and deliver. Hasten and tell him, hasten and tell him, brother and sister, Jesus so tender, loving and kind, waiting to comfort, bless and deliver. Hurry and tell him, peace you will find.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God for that peace.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Bless.
Shall we look to the Lord in prayer?
Praise God.
Our dear God, our Heavenly Father,
amen.
We come to you in the name of Jesus,
amen.
Dear God. Lord, because we know there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And so we come to you in the name of your dear Son, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would remember us, dear Lord. Lord, you know, dear God, that without you, Lord, we can do nothing, dear God. And so, Lord, we come, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because, Father, we have need of thee, dear God. In all things, dear Father, Lord, we have need of you, Lord, for strength. We have need of you, dear God, for consolation. Lord, we have need of you, dear Father, Lord, for your word, for correction, dear God. Lord, we have need of you for power to live holy in this life. And so we thank you, dear God, for the privilege of coming to your throne, Lord, and bringing our requests. Lord, you heard each need. Lord, you heard each request, dear God. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless and have your way, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, and remember Pastor Jenkins' request, dear God. Lord, we pray that you would remember, Lord, Sister Webb, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you see, Lord, her endeavor. Lord, you know, dear God, how she loves your word. You see, Lord, how she walks before you, dear God. Lord, you know, Lord, the love that she has for her family, dear God.
Father, we're praying, Lord, that you would increase her strength in thee, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Touch her body, dear God. Fortify her, dear God, in her body and in her spirit, dear God. Lord, help her family to see the love of God through her life, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would touch her body, dear God. Lord, lest, dear Father, she become overtaxed, dear God, and get strained, dear God, in her body, dear God. For truly, Lord, we know, Lord, that you have healed her, dear God. And so, Lord, we know, Lord, she's depending upon you, dear God, to sustain her. And so we ask, Lord, for your sustaining grace, Lord, in our dear sister. Lord, that she may remain strong in her soul, even as she helps to care for her daughter, dear God. And remember the rest of her family, dear God, and speak to their hearts, dear God, as we beg of thee. Yes. Lord, we pray that you remember, Lord, Sister Toya, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Yes. Lord, you see, dear God, the challenges, dear God, that she has in her body. Lord, challenges in her soul likewise, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would, Lord, have mercy upon her, dear God. Lord, you see and know, dear God, what she knows of your word, Lord, what she understands, dear God, of what is required of thee. And so, Father, we're asking, dear God, in your mercy, Lord, that you would go to her and help her, dear Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Pour out your mercy. Lord, you said in your word, you will have mercy upon whom you will have mercy. Amen. And so, Lord, we're asking, dear God, Father, that you would have mercy upon her, dear God. This we beg of thee. Lord, we know, dear God, that the doctors have made one pronouncement, dear God, but Lord, we know, Lord, that you make other pronouncements, dear God. And Father, we know, Lord, since you have all power, dear God, what you say is what it will be. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to her heart, dear God, and comfort her in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue, Lord, to bless. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Sister Millicent. Father, we pray, dear God, your blessings upon her, dear God. Father, bless her, strengthen her, dear God. Lord, this we ask of thee, dear God. And Father, we thank you, dear God, Lord, even for what she said, dear God, Lord, for the apology that she made, dear God, because, Lord, of what she misunderstood, dear God, in an explanation, dear Father. And she just wants to make sure, dear God, that she gets it right, that there's no one else, Lord, who has a misunderstanding. And so, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, for that humbleness of spirit, dear God, that our dear sister has. Truly, it is an example, dear God, to all of us, dear God. Father, and we pray, dear God, that you would continue to use her, dear God, to your glory and honor, dear Father. Lord, that she might be an encouragement, dear God, to those who come to her, dear God. Lord, asking, dear God, for her to pray for them, dear God. Asking them, Lord, asking for her wise counsel, Lord, which comes from thee, dear God. For we know, Lord, that Sister Millicent doesn't take any credit to herself, dear God, but she gives you the glory. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would continue to use her, dear God, according to your will. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for our brother Levester today, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would continue to bless him, be with him, Lord. Guide him, be his stay, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless him, dear Father, for we ask to be remembered in prayer, dear God. Lord, he doesn't want, Lord, Satan to have any part in his life, dear God. Lord, he doesn't want, dear God, anything of self, dear God, to spring up, dear God. Lord, you said in your word, Lord, for us to take heed, Lord, lest any root of bitterness spring up in us, and Lord, and we become unfruitful. So, Lord, we're praying, dear God, for our dear brother, Lord. We pray, dear God, that you would bless him, Lord. We know, Lord, how he loves you, dear God, how he loves your word, dear Father, how he has a determination, Lord. He is resolved, dear God, to live for thee. And we thank you, Lord, for how you have used him, dear God, Lord, even to draw others, Lord, to thee. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would bless our dear brother, Lord. Pray, Lord, that you would sustain him and help him, dear God. Lord, he has submitted himself unto thee, dear God, in humbleness of mind and humbleness of spirit, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless him, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would give him, Lord, words, even, Lord, to speak with William again, dear God, to comfort William, dear God, to help him to know, dear God, that God is going to take care of things. Dear God, when there are others who despitefully use us, dear God, or despitefully misuse our loved ones, dear God, Lord, seemingly without a cause. Oh, when we've done our best, dear God, Father, and there are those, dear God, who speak to us, Lord, despitefully, dear God. Father, help Brother Sylvester, Lord, to encourage William, Lord, just to leave it to God. Yeah. Just leave it to God. These things can be hurtful to us, dear God. These things can hurt us to our heart. But, Lord, we know, dear God, Lord, that you, Lord, will recompense, dear God. Lord, you will reconcile it all, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless Brother Levester, Lord. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help him in his heart, dear God. Give him the words, dear God, Lord, to be able, Lord, to be a soothing voice, dear God, even for William, dear God. Lord, because we know, dear God, Lord, William doesn't know you, dear God, the way that Brother Levester does. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would use Brother Levester, dear God. Use this perhaps, Lord, this is an occasion, dear God, Lord, a teachable moment, dear God, Lord, where Brother Levester can speak some words, dear God, to William, Lord, that he will listen to, dear God, from his heart, dear Father. Oh, Lord, we pray, Lord, we know not how the Spirit moves, convincing men of sin. And so, Lord, there are times, dear God, Lord, when there may be things, dear God, that come along, dear God, that will even test our faith, dear God. But, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would get the glory. And, Lord, we know, Lord, it's Brother Levester's desire, Lord, that you get the glory from his life, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would receive, dear God, even this confession on his part, dear God, because, Lord, he doesn't want, dear God, anything that's not like thee, dear God, to ever be manifested in his life. And so we're praying for our dear brother, dear God. Give him the strength that he needs, dear God. Lord, help him to know, dear God, Lord, that you receive his words, dear God, from his heart, dear God. And Lord, that you will help him, dear Father, Lord, to sustain, dear God, even dear God, when hurtful things come, dear God, Lord, you're able, dear God, to sustain us. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, for our dear brother. Lord, we pray, Lord, for his brother James, likewise, dear God. Father, we don't know, dear God, Father, perhaps sometimes, dear God, Lord, as some get older, dear God, sometimes there can be something working in their mind, dear God, where they say things and they're not even fully aware of what they're saying, dear God. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would help James, dear Father. Lord, Father, give him clearness of mind, dear God, Father, if it be possible, Lord, Father, that he would understand, Lord, that these are his loved ones who are helping him, dear God. Help him, dear God, to be thankful, dear God. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember Brother Robert, dear God, the special way. We are thankful for him this morning, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would continue to be with him. Bless him. Bless his family, dear God. Help him to know, dear God, that we are constantly praying for his family, dear God. We're praying for his children, dear God. We're praying for his companion. We're praying for his mother-in-law, his brothers-in-law, dear God. Lord, we're praying for his in-laws and for his immediate family and for his brothers and sisters, dear God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Brother Robert, and we pray, Lord, that you would bless and keep him encouraged, dear God. Help him to keep pressing on for thee, dear God. Lord, we're thankful, dear God, Lord, that Sister Rose, Lord, was not injured, dear God. Lord, with the altercation that happened in the grocery store, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, we keep your hedge of protection around her, dear God. We're thankful, dear God, that Brother Robert has the love for us, dear God, to bring this to our attention, dear God, and to caution us, dear God. Help us to be vigilant, dear God, even as we go, dear Father. We thank you for this dear brother, dear Lord, who is showing his love for the saints, dear God. We pray, Lord, you continue to bless, Lord. Help us all, dear Father. Lord, help us, Lord, to look to you, dear God. Lord, we remember, dear God, how many years ago Sister Holmes, when she was going out and coming in and going to the store and so on, she would always pray before going and ask, Lord, is it your will for me to go to the store today? Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would direct me, Lord, because if it's not your will, Lord, I won't go today. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would show me, dear God, what I must do. And, Lord, it is so important, so much more important now, dear God, because as Brother Robert said, these are truly perilous times. And so, Lord, let us be prayerful about all of our going out and coming in. Let us be prayerful about all of our activities, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just bless, remember Brother Robert's mother-in-law, dear God. She's losing weight, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would have mercy, dear God, upon her body. But most of all, dear God, we're praying, Lord, that you would speak to her heart, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, Lord, that she would come to the house of God. We've invited her, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to her heart, dear Father. Help her to know, dear God, that we're continuing to lift her up in prayer, dear God. Lord, this we beg of thee. And again, Lord, remember his children. Remember his daughters, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Truly, Lord, we're praying for their souls, dear God. Thus we beg of thee. Oh, Lord, we pray that you would remember Sister Regina. Lord, we thank you for her, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for her trust in thee, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help her, Lord, to keep her mind stayed on thee, dear God, because you said in your word you would keep her in perfect peace, dear God, if she keeps her mind stayed on you, Lord, and trusts in you. Lord, we know, dear God, that these things can happen, dear God. But, Lord, we know there are times where the enemy will try to bring to us, dear God, superstitious things, dear God, or things, Lord, that would try to turn our thoughts aside. But, Lord, we worship the Lord Christ. We serve the Lord Christ. And we know there's nothing too hard for the Lord. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, that you would keep that picture, dear God, on the wall, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, that it has not injured Sister Regina. We give you glory for that. We thank you, Lord. Father, she says it's not hit her on the head or anything, Lord, and we thank you for that. Lord, we pray, dear God, or whatever it is, dear Father. Whatever it is, dear Father, we pray, dear God, that you would take care of it, dear God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we rebuke anything that's not like thee, dear God. We know, dear Lord, that you're able, Lord, to bless her, dear Father. Lord and Father, we don't give the enemy any credit for anything, dear Lord. For truly he has no part nor lot, dear God, with Sister Regina, with her life. Lord, or anything about her, dear God. Lord, we're anointing even her place of residence in the name of Jesus. We ask, Lord, your anointing would be upon it, dear God. Lord, from the front doorknob, dear God, every wall, every window, dear God, every piece of furniture, dear Father, everything, Lord, we want your power, dear God, Lord, to be manifested in that place, dear God, and your arms around her, dear God, Lord, that she might dwell in peace and safety, Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just bless her. Remember her family in the name of Jesus. Remember her daughter. Remember her grandchildren. Remember her great-grandson, dear God. Oh, Father, we ask, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God. We thank you, Lord, because you've had mercy upon them, dear God. And, Lord, even as we've prayed for them, dear God, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, Lord, and that they would seek you, dear God. Lord, they would seek you because we know, Lord, that Jesus, dear God, died a ransom for them, dear God, even as he died a ransom for many. And they are included in that many if they will come to him, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would speak to their hearts. Lord, this we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Sister Carol, Lord. We thank you, dear God, for what you have done for her, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for the good report, dear God, that she gave, dear, that you received, Lord, from the doctor, dear God. We pray, Lord, you would continue to bless her. Touch her, strengthen her, dear God, Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know, Lord, that many prayers have gone up for our dear sister, dear God. Lord, since she's been going through these afflictions back in the summertime, dear God. And Lord, you have answered our prayers, dear God. Amen. Lord, you have answered every one of them, dear God. And Lord, we've been praying for her, but she's also been praying for her, dear God. And Lord, while she was praying for herself, she continued to pray for the saints, dear God. Lord, while she was in the hospital and nursing home, dear God, everywhere that she was, dear God, she was continuing to lift up the saints and continuing to exalt you, dear God. Lord, to doctors, to nurses, dear God, to the help in the nursing home, Lord, she was always giving you the glory, dear God. Truly, dear God, you blessed her, dear God. Father, we pray you continue to be with her, Lord. Help her, Lord, to be an example of the believers, dear God, to her family. Lord, remember her loved ones, dear God, as she makes requests for them time and again, dear God. Lord, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God, and draw them to thee, dear God. Lord, this we beg of thee. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to have your way. Remember Sister Ruth, dear God. We're thankful, dear God, that she's on listening to service this day. And we pray, dear God, that you would continue to be with her.
Bless her and strengthen her in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember her son and her grandson, dear Father. Lord, just remember her all together. Lord, this we beg of thee, dear God. Be her strength, dear God, at all times, dear God. Lord, this we ask in the name of your precious son. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember the request that Sister Melita made for Cheryl Wilson, who lost her father up in Akron, dear God. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, your comfort, dear God, upon this family, dear God. Oh, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would have mercy upon them, dear God. Give them the strength that they stand in need of, dear God. This we beg of thee. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember all the bereaved families, dear God. Remember Brother Reggie in his special way and his family, dear God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the strength that you have given him, dear God. We were talking with Brother Reggie before the start of morning service, and he said, Lord, that you placed different ones in his pathway all last week, dear God. Lord, he was able to witness to each and every one. Lord, we thank you for that. And Lord, he was giving you the glory, dear God, for it. Father, we thank you, dear God, for how you're using our dear brother, dear God. Even in his bereavement, dear God, he's exalting you, dear God, that others may know you. We thank you for that, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would just give him the strength that he stands in need of, dear God, from day to day. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just bless, Lord, remember all of his family members who were traveling home, dear God. It says from the service, dear God, remember Terry Wigfall in a special way. We believe she was due to be leaving today, dear God, going back to Texas. And so, Father, we ask, Lord, traveling mercies on her behalf, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would be with her, bless her, Lord, speak to her heart in the name of Jesus. We're thankful, dear God, that she is receiving your word in the morning messages, dear God. And we pray, Lord, that, Lord, she would take your word to heart, dear God. Hold it in her heart, dear God. And Lord, that her heart, dear God, would receive all of your word and would act upon every jot and every tittle of your word. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just bless, have your way. Lord, we ask your anointing on the furtherance of this service. Lord, and those that we've forgotten to pray about, dear God, you know about each one, dear Father. We ask, dear God, Lord, remember Sister Lillian, dear God, Lord, we're thankful, Lord, for her, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would continue to bless her, dear God. Lord, when I called her on the phone this morning, she picked up right away and said she was just waiting for the call. Lord, we thank you for that, dear God. Pray, Lord, you would continue to bless her and encourage her through your word, dear God. Touch her body, dear God. Lord, this we ask in the name of your dear son, Jesus Christ. Just continue to have your way, dear God. We're thankful, Lord, for those who have come in, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, that you have given traveling mercies. And pray, Lord, that you would just continue to have your way. Make us a blessing, dear God, this we pray. And help us to open our hearts, dear God, to what your spirit, dear God, will give us, dear God, even as your word will go forth. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
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 Bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. We thank God for his goodness, how he has provided for our needs, everything that he has done for us. So we're going to offer prayer as we bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse. Yes, yes. Let's do work. Yeah. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God. Lord, humbly, dear Father, thanking you, Lord, for all that you have provided for us. Thanking you, Lord, for all that you have, how you feed us, dear God. Most of all, dear Lord, you feed us with the living bread, dear God. So we thank you for Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for all the things that you've added unto us, Lord, after we sought first your kingdom. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Sister Holmes, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, for her request. Lord, she was thankful, Lord, to be able to hear the service, dear God, and thankful, dear God, for her family members, dear God, who take care of her. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, a blessing upon her children, dear God. Lord, who diligently care for her, and we pray, dear God, your blessings and mercy be upon them, dear God. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, and touch little Liam, dear God, this morning. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for this child. And we pray, dear God, that you would touch him, dear God. And Lord, that you would satisfy his needs, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know, dear God, that there are times, dear God, that we don't know how to pray. But Lord, we know, dear God, that you hear the groanings of our heart, dear God, that cannot even be uttered. And so we know, dear God, that, Lord, you understand Liam, dear God, and what he needs, dear God, and in the moment that he needs it. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, your blessings upon this little boy.
Amen.
This little boy that we love so much, dear God.
Amen.
We ask, dear God, for you to supply his needs, dear God, this morning.
Amen.
Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, that you would bless Tatum likewise, dear God.
Amen.
We pray, Lord, your blessings upon this child. This is Liam's brother, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you would bless him, and we thank you for him. And, Lord, we thank you for Koa likewise, dear God. Lord, we bless all the children in that family, dear God. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus. Remember their parents, dear God. Lord, this we beg of thee. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the Jenkins children this day. Likewise, dear God, each and every one, dear God. Number one, number two, number three, number four, and number five, dear God. Each one. Male and female, dear God, we thank you for them. We know, dear God, that they weren't here. Haley was here on last Lord's Day, but the others, Lord, were not well. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your touch and their healing upon them. And we thank you, Lord, to see them this day. And we ask, Lord, your blessings upon them. Likewise, dear God, your protection. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for all that you have given to us. And we pray, dear God, as we bring our tithes and offerings into your storehouse. We pray, dear God, that you would receive them, dear God, as we bring them, dear God, joyfully to thee. We thank you, dear God, for we have witnessed, dear God, what you are able to do, dear God. We know, Lord, even if we bring in a little is much, Lord, when you touch it. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would receive our tithes and offerings and use them according to your glory and honor. Multiply them as only you can by your mighty power, dear God, that they may go forth and accomplish, Lord, those things which you would have them to do. Lord, that you might be exalted and that souls might be drawn to thee. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Walking in sunlight, all of my journey, over the mountain, through the deep vale, Jesus has said, I'll never forsake thee. Promise divine that never can fail. Heavenly starlight, heavenly starlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing his praises, Jesus is mine. Shadows around me, shadows above me, never conceal my Savior and guide. He is the light, in him is no darkness. Ever I'm walking close to his side. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing his praises, Jesus is mine. In the bright sunlight, ever rejoicing, pressing my way to mansions above, singing his praises, gladly I'm walking in sunlight of love, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine.
Is
Amen.
Jesus yours?
Amen.
Amen. That's a reason to rejoice.
Amen.
Jesus said in our responsive reading, Jesus said, I am the light of life. We're walking in him.
Amen.
We're following him.
Amen.
Then we're walking in sunlight.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And there is no darkness
Amen.
In Jesus. Amen. Shall we stand? We want to offer prayer before Pastor Jenkins comes before us.
Amen.
London, could we stand, please?
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, we anticipate, dear God, we're sitting in anticipation, dear Father, of receiving the word straight from you, dear God, through your spirit. Lord, we ask your anointing upon Pastor Jenkins, dear God. We ask, Lord, that you would strengthen her, be with her, guide her, Lord, through your word, dear God. Lord, give her utterance, dear God, from the spirit, Lord, and help us, dear Father, to receive your word. Lord, we don't want, dear God, to reject your word in any way, dear God. No part of it, dear Father. But we realize, dear God, that it is what we will be judged by in the last
Amen.
Day. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, to receive your word fully, dear God. For we know only if we receive your word fully, dear God, can we have full salvation, dear God. And so, Lord, we ask, Lord, that you anoint us listeners, dear God, to receive your word, Lord, that we might learn how to follow Jesus. And, Lord, we ask, dear God, your anointing upon Pastor Jenkins. Touch her, Lord. Give her the strength, dear Father, in her body to preach your eternal word, which we know is good for our souls. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Amen. Good afternoon. I truly want to thank the Lord for being here and thank God for each and every one of you, your presence. Thank for the prayers. I see you, brother, you're fanning and I'm getting ready to start. Amen. We thank God that he's allowed us one more time to be in the house of the Lord. And thank God, giving honor to Sister Blake likewise. And thank God for her, the beautiful prayer the Lord blessed her with this morning. And just thanking him for allowing us to be here. And Sister was praying, it made me think of what Jesus' words said. And that John, that 12th chapter, she spoke about in the prayer that we don't want to reject God's word, because Jesus said, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words has one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. So if you reject this word of God, you're rejecting Jesus Christ, and his word is going to judge you in the last day. And so we need to receive what thus saith the Lord and allow the word of God to penetrate deep into our hearts to help us to know how to live before we die. Amen. So that we might not sin against God. In our hearing this morning, we read John, the 8th chapter, and I know we have a busy day ahead of us. So we'll get started on the word. And as long as the Lord lets us keep going, we'll go. And then we have our afternoon ordinance of the Lord's Supper. But we thank God that he has blessed us to be here. Even on yesterday, we were here and had a beautiful message the Lord gave to our dear brother Byrene, and he spoke to us about knowledge too late. And so we thank God for that message and what brother was able to bring to us, that for us to receive I shared with Sister Smith. She asked me this morning, she said, well, how many were here? I said, well, I said, at the start, it was just the saints. I said, but that's all right, because that's how God wanted it. We ended up having like a, at the end, maybe a little Q&A there, and where we were able to talk with brother and talk about the message and various things. But we thank God for our dear brother and how God is using him to his glory and to his honor. And then we later on saw many start coming in, but we know they're only coming for the fish. But that's all right. We still have the word of God. Every now and then someone will come in and hear it. Amen? Amen. Amen. We'll continue to preach it as God gives it to us. In John 8 is where our scripture text was, verses 1 through 12. And every time we read that scripture text, it reminds me of the sin that is in our world today and how many will cast stones at others. As Jesus said to the men there, that he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And then every time I read the words that Jesus just stooped down and he wrote on the ground, our Savior was just silent at what they were saying. He didn't have to come back with a reply right then and there, but he allowed them to think about his word because he wanted his word to meditate in their mind and in their heart, so that they would have knowledge of him, of who he was and what they were saying. They were guilty of what they were saying. She was guilty of, but they were bringing her before Jesus Christ. But we would like to go back to verse 12 of that scripture and get the subject that we've been, the Lord has been laying on my heart to share with you. And so in verse 12, it says, then spake Jesus again unto them saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Lord bless. I would like to continue sharing with you some thoughts on the subject, following Jesus. Following Jesus. I know this is about part 6 of this message, but that's all right. You may, and there's a part 7 I can share with you already because I've already started working on it. But we thank God for as long as God will have us following Jesus. Because Amen. When we follow Jesus, we will not walk in darkness. Amen? So throughout this series, you and I have been learning what it means to follow him. And when we follow him, that means we will have the knowledge of who Christ Jesus is. And therefore, we will not walk in darkness, but we will have the light of light shining within us. And as followers of Christ, we are often referred to as a beacon of light, because we are expected to reflect the light of Jesus in our lives. Jesus himself in Matthew, the 5th chapter and 14th verse said, ye are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. You see, as the light of the world, our goal is to point souls to Jesus Christ. It's to point souls to the goodness of Almighty God, to God's glory and what God can do in their lives. We are a source of hope for some. We are a source of encouragement and kindness and compassion in a world that we are living in right now that is steeped so much in gross darkness. People in our times have lost their sight of what is good versus what is bad. They've lost the sight of what is right and versus what is wrong. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah, the 6th chapter, in verse 15, these words. He said, were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? It said, nay, they were not all ashamed, not at all ashamed. Neither could they blush. Therefore, they shall fall among them that fall at the time I visit them. They shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Do you notice, saints, here that he said, neither could they blush. We're living in a time that people don't even blush when they do something wrong. Can you remember back in the day when you were coming along as a young person or as a child, and then the day sometimes when somebody would say something, you would find out, you would kind of blush about what you did, or you would even have flush within your face. But that's not even happening today. They said they are so in sin today that mankind doesn't even see their wrong condition before Almighty God. He went on to say, thus saith the Lord. He tells you and I, he says, stand ye in the ways
and see and ask for the old path. Don't be ashamed of the old path of Almighty God. Don't be ashamed to tell somebody that we live according to the word of God. Why? Because he said, where is the good way? And walk therein. This way that you and I are walking right now is the good way, and we are to walk therein. And he said, ye shall find rest for your soul. How many have found that rest? Amen. And that rest is in Jesus Christ. Our lives are not topsy-turvy, up and down and in and out, but we have found rest. Why? Because we have found the good path. We are walking in the old path of the word of God. You know, many today say they found new light, but I've not found no new light. It's the same light that Jesus Christ has said in the word. He said, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. If you're following Jesus Christ, you are not walking in darkness. You have the light of Jesus Christ. He also said in John 12:26, he said, if any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there should be also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Are you serving Jesus? Are you walking in all the light that Jesus has for us to walk in? Praise our God. You see, saints of God, we're living in a time right now where many have their conscience. It has been seared. The Bible says with a hot iron, many have been so desensitized to the things of God. They are numb to sin and evil, so much so that their conscience right now is hardened to anything that they are doing. They cannot even smell the stench of sin that is in their lives. They are no longer able to distinguish between right and wrong, no longer able to distinguish between good and bad and evil. They've lost all moral conscience and are unable to feel guilt or even remorse when they do something wrong. The other day I was listening to the news, and there were two young men that they had on there. And these two young men were sitting there and making fun of the family of a gentleman that they ran down on a bicycle. They said they ran him down for no reason at all. They turned around and videotaped it. You see, the devil has our young people committing crimes and then turning around and videotaping it as if it's some kind of a prize. And then they sat there in court and they were laughing at the family and turning around and giving the family the middle finger. Oh, that is the darkness that is overshadowing our world right now. Remember Jesus' words in John 3:19. He said, and this is the condemnation. The light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. We're told in 1 Peter 3:12. It says in part, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Our times are showing us that people do not fear God. Romans 3:18 says there is no fear of God before their eyes. I was sharing this with Sister Maria the other day. And why is that? Because judgment, we're told in Ecclesiastes 8:11. It says that because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the souls of man is full set in them to do evil. This verse says that if punishment is delayed for an evil deed or an act that has been done and is not carried out quickly, it causes people to become more emboldened. It causes them to go ahead and commit further evil acts. And we've seen that happen, saints of God. We see that people do not know which way to go. They cannot rely upon their own feet, keeping them away from mischief. Job 12:25 says, they grope, meaning they feel around, they're fumbling around in the dark without light, and he maketh them to stagger like a drunken man. This is what happens when one refuses to walk in the light of life, which is Jesus Christ. They're staggering around like a drunken man. Saints of God, we are seeing people all around us staggering. People are lost. People are confused. People are disoriented. They're unable to find their way in life. But we know that Jesus is the answer. Amen? As our scripture text says, he is the light of the world. And those who follow him shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. As believers, you and I are to reflect his light by living according to his teachings. Our world right now is in dire need of seeing Jesus in our lives. As sister said on yesterday in her prayer, just being near Jesus is not enough. We've got to be in him. Amen. People need to see the fruit of the Spirit in us. They need to see love. They need to see joy. They need to see peace. They need to see long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. You see, when we have these nine attributes, it is evidence of the transforming power of the Holy Spirit working in our lives. How many have found that to be so? The fruit of Spirit serves as a guide for us to aspire to a virtuous life. A virtuous life in Christ Jesus. A life that promotes a life marked by love and joy and peace and all the qualities that we ought to have as children of God. You see, when we believed and made a confession with our mouth to salvation in Christ, we allowed him to change areas of our lives that did not reflect God's plan of salvation. Oh, saints, we were out there. Oh, we were living in sin. Oh, each and every day. And I'm not bragging about it. But we were living wretched lives. We were living lives that if God would have called us home in eternity, in hell is where we would have lifted up our eyes. What are you saying, Sister Jacobs? Turn with me to Titus, the third chapter, and look at what Titus says. Oh, my. Saints of God, God has saved us from a lot of things, and I thank God for it. You may look at me and you may say, well, Sister Renee, I wasn't doing that, or I wasn't doing half those things. Oh, but you were doing something. You were doing something that would have kept you out of the kingdom of God. Because he said, know you this, that the unrighteousness shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So if you were out there doing anything, just one iota of what that was, that means you would have been kept from the kingdom of Almighty God. But look at what Titus says there in that third chapter. He said, put them in mind to be subject to principalities. I'm reading in verse 1. And powers to obey magistrates. To be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers. Oh, we're living in a time that's all we hear about is brawl. Look at Capitol Hill. Oh, all they do is brawl and walk around and sit in front of mics and talk about what this is not doing and that one's not. They can't get anything done in Congress. Why? Because they don't know God. He said, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. Oh, thank God for our dear brother Jackson. He said, that's not me. He's a meek, humble man. Amen? Amen. He said, for we ourselves also were sometimes foolish. Look at these saints. You and I were sometimes foolish. We were also disobedient, deceived, serving divers lust. Oh, then we're not proud of it. Don't misunderstand what the Spirit is saying. None of these things were we proud of. He said, living in malice and envy. Oh, my. Oh, we were hateful saints of God. Oh, we see the other people walking around being hateful, but there was a time when we were hateful too and hating one another. But after that, praise our God for another but. But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior toward man appeared. Praise our God. Has the love of God appeared to you? He said, not by works of righteousness. Oh, there's nothing you and I can boast about, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. Thank God for grace and thank God for mercy by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Praise our God that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. My. Thank the Lord for it, saints. Because over in 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, turn with me there for a moment and look at what Paul says there. Look at the list of sins that Paul puts there. Oh, my. He says these words to us. He said, know ye not that the unrighteous, oh, you think about it. Oh, know you Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? He went on to say, be not deceived. Oh, you don't have to be deceived when you go to some of these funerals. And you hear how some folks have lived, and you know how they lived, and then you get in there, and the pastor or the minister tries to put them in heaven. Oh, don't be deceived. He said, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Oh, look at the list. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And oh, we've said this before. Many will say, well, I wasn't listed in there. He said, and such were some of you, but you are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God. Amen. Oh, thank God he saved us, saints. Thank God he justified us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As Sister Brib was praying, and she was led in her prayer, she quoted Acts, the 4th chapter and the 12th verse, where it lets us know in there that neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Our salvation comes through Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. There's nothing that any of us can boast about. There's nothing that any of us can say is it, but say, by grace, Lord God, you saved me. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy that brought me in. Amen. Praise our God. Thank God for the fruit of the Spirit, saints of God. The fruit of the Spirit serves as our guide for us. Praise our God. We lack the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. It shows a lack of having a true relationship with the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Without that relationship, you and I risk falling into sin and falling into temptations and more things. The Spirit of God is what helps us when we are faced with the temptations of life that attempt to consume us. We can depend on God's Spirit to help us. Amen? When we look at what Paul said to the brethren at Galatia, he lets us know that they are also a fruit of the flesh. Turn there for a moment to Galatians, the 5th chapter. He lets us know about the fruit of the flesh, and we don't want that anymore. Amen? No. Praise our God. We need to avoid the fruit of the flesh at any cost. As Jesus told the woman in our scripture text, he told her to go and sin no more. Praise our God. And in another passage of scripture in 1 Timothy, we are told, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. But look at what Paul says before he tells us about the fruit of the Spirit. He says there, starting in verse 16, he says these words in Galatians, the 5th chapter. He said, this I say then, walk in the Spirit. Are you walking in the Spirit? Now that you're saved, you see, when you say I'm following Jesus Christ, it means you're walking in the Spirit. He said, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. My. He said, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to another, to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit. See, when you say that I love Jesus, I'm following Jesus, I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ, I'm a believer, I'm a Christian, then you are led of the Spirit of God. He said, you are not under the law. Now look at what he says here. Now the works of the flesh are manifest. Which of these? He went on to another list. Paul gave adultery. Paul talked about fornication. He says about uncleanness, lasciviousness. Oh, we're living in a very lustful time right now. Idolatry. He said witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife. Look at all these saints of God. Oh, these are not just only things that people say, well, those are things that are acts that people do. No, these are some things that people are doing that when he talks about strife. And wrath and sedition. People are striking back at it. Envying, murders, drunkenness, revelings. Oh, and he didn't stop there. He said, and such like. You see, people will say, oh, Sister Renee, The Bible didn't say I can't do. He said, and such like. And I've said this before. I know the Holy Spirit's giving it to me again. Oh, we got to break these down, saints of God. Because when you begin to break down these, you'll find up underneath adultery, there's a whole litany of things.
Yeah.
Up underneath fornication, there's another litany. Up under uncleanness. And some of them overlap each other. Lascivious. And you'll see all these different things that are up. That's the such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. If you say you're a follower of Jesus Christ, you've crucified the flesh. Now you have the fruit of the Spirit, which is love. In verse 22, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. That's what we're following after, amen? Praise our God. That's what we've got to follow after, saints of God. We got to, saints of God, ask God to help us as we're living this life right now that we're living in. We got to be able to have wisdom and discernment. We got all kinds of people are coming around us, saints, when we're out there in the community. And they've got to see that love. They got to see that joy. They've got to see that peace and that long-suffering and gentleness. Oh, they don't know anything. You know, you think about it, saints, they're out there. They're out there in the world. They're out there in the streets. They live the streets. They know the streets. You and I could not survive on the streets like they do. What are you saying, Sister? We have never been out there, but they survive the streets 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. They don't know any better when they come around us. So we may have situations or we may have a protocol that we do, and we may have to say, long as it's not sin, let's hear what the Spirit is saying. We may have to say, okay, we'll go ahead and allow you to have two of this, or we'll allow you to have that. Why? Because they don't know any better. All they know, this is my meal I'm getting right now, and I'm going to get all I can get because this might be the only meal I get for the next 10 days. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. Praise our God. Oh, we live in some perilous times right now. But we've got to avoid the fruit of the flesh at any cost. My, we can't allow it to take over in our lives. God's standard for us, our living, is righteousness. And his power is what enables us to be able to be manifested in his people each and every day. We're told in Proverbs 21, verse 21, these words, he that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness and honor. Oh, that life Solomon speaks about is in Christ Jesus. That is what Jesus said when he came to do what he came to do. And that was to give you and I life more abundantly in him. You see, to pursue righteousness means we must recognize that we cannot please God in an old sinful state. Therefore, we must have a life that is free from sin. Let us continue with verse 12 of 1 Timothy 6. Turn back there for a moment and look at what Paul says there. When he said there in 1 Timothy 6, verse 11, he said, but thou, O man of God, he said, flee these things. Follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Oh, we've got to seek to live a life that is pleasing to Almighty God, a life that is in accordance with God's will, what God has said in the Word of God. That's what we've got to seek after, saints of God. We got to live that way. And then he went on to say to you and I, he went on to say there, he said, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. You see, the good fight of faith is about the Christian faith. And the battleground for fight is about preserving the faith, just like Jude wrote in Jude the third verse, that we should earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. You see, the faith that has already been delivered runs from Genesis to Revelation. Oh, saints of God, I know you know that there is a spiritual warfare that's going on right now. That battle is a battle for the truth. Oh, how we must strive to preserve what's already been delivered to us. We ought not to be expecting any new deliveries. The truth of God's word has already been delivered to you and I. Sister quoted in her prayer on yesterday, she quoted Proverbs 23, where Solomon tells us in verse 23 to buy the truth and sell it not. Now let us understand what this scripture is saying. The truth of God's word is not up for sale. Neither is it up for negotiation. This is a call to pursue or to seek the knowledge of God and to follow him. And brother's message on yesterday was knowledge too late. The Spirit of the Lord had given to him to use several passages of scriptures, saints of God, that you and I have read over and over again, where we've read about the virgins in Matthew, the 25th chapter. And we read there in Luke, that 16th chapter, about Lazarus and the rich man. And he used, Brother Byron was able to use those scriptures to show where they had knowledge. They had knowledge of God's word, but they had it knowledge too late. They allowed things to set in. They allowed time to get up underneath them. In the case of the virgins, oh, they were all there. And it said that they were all virgins. Let me turn there for a moment. I want to make sure I get it right. In Matthew, the 25th chapter, he said there were five wise. He said there were five foolish. Oh, and he, brother, was letting us know that at midnight there was a cry. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Oh, but see, they all had their oil, but the wise took oil in their vessel with their lamps. And it says the foolish took their lamps, but they didn't take any oil. Oh, you saints of God. What is that saying to you and I? That is saying that they were all virgins. They had the opportunity as the other five had. However, they did not take the oil in their lamp. Saints of God, we've been given the word of God. You've been given the word of God down through the years. Elder Wilbur preached the word of God to us. It is now up to you and I to carry on that torch. It is up to you and I to continue to seek out Almighty God. We can't lay back on our laurels and say, well, I've heard that. This message is a rerun. These scriptures are a rerun. Oh, they might be a rerun that we run over and over and over again. And I believe sister said one time, there are times back in that we used to sit and watch reruns over and over again. People are this morning are sitting there watching the football game over and over and over again. What are you trying to say, Sister Renee? If it's a rerun, get in it and learn some more about Almighty God. Get that knowledge that God wants you and I to have so that we're able to stand in these evil days. We've got to stand. Why? Because we've got to have on the armor of God. The enemy is raging. The enemy is coming at us, saints of God. The enemy is crouching all around us. We're sitting right here, not even so many feet away from the house of God. We have a drug house across the street, and souls are running into that house, and they're getting drugs. We've got to pray that house down. I know my God is able to bring that house down, and he's able to take those drug dealers out of this neighborhood so that these souls can come to Jesus Christ. They would rather go across the street and get a fix of drugs instead of come and do the house of God and learn how to live before they die. My Lord. And we've got to pray it down, saints of God. We've got to see what it is that the enemy is doing around this house of God, trying to discourage these souls. Well, God has you and I out there in the parking lot trying to win souls to Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, saints of God, let us run with the word of God. Yeah. Let us be vigilant about the things that we're doing for Almighty God. And to know, yes, we are in a battle for our own soul and the souls of mankind. Praise our God. God has provided his plan of salvation. He's provided it for souls. And it's a universal call, as our scripture is letting us know. Our scripture reading this morning, but many are turning it aside. Many are turning it aside because many are running after a bucket list. They want to do certain things in life and experience certain things and achieve certain things before they die. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. Don't misunderstand what the Spirit is saying. There's nothing wrong with wanting to experience life or to go travel somewhere or to do something, but eternity is looming for each and every one of us. None of us know when Jesus is coming back. And it behooves us to make our peace calling and election sure. We're told in Hosea. Turn with me there for a moment. I know this is not a scripture we use often, but it's one in the word of God. Praise our God. Oh, it is nestled there after Daniel. Turn with me, Hosea, the 6th chapter. And we read a call to repentance and a reminder of God's faithfulness. It encourages people to seek knowledge of God and to follow him. Look at what Hosea says there. He says there in verse 3, he said, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. Amen. Oh, there's a spiritual hope for us, saints, if we follow on to know the Lord. That's what brother was telling us about yesterday. Oh, you can have some oil in your lap, but you got to get some more in there so you can follow on to serve the Lord, to know who God is, to know what he's all about in your life. He said, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain. Oh, he was just using weather here to describe the things of all my. He said, as the latter and former rain upon the earth. My. If we want to have the spiritual fullness that God has provided for us, then you and I are going to have to desire to know more about him through his word. We're going to have to pursue it. We're going to have to hold on steadfastly because the truth of God's word is valuable to us, saints of God. Brother Byron quoted even on yesterday Jesus' words in Revelation, the 3rd chapter, verse 11, when he said, behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Oh, saints of God, let us heed these warnings. As we said on last Lord's Day, many are not getting the truth of God's word as we are. People are being taught any old thing, and it's causing them to believe that they are saved when they are not. This is why we have a warning. In 1 John, the 4th chapter, verse 4 gives us a warning, saints of God. He says, they're beloved. He's speaking to the brethren. He said, beloved, believe not every spirit. Saints, don't believe everything people have said. We've been to enough funerals. We've said, I know sister has said in 3 this past week, and her and I said in 1. You sit in some of these men, you hear stuff, and you know it's just as far away from the truth of God's word. My. She said the funeral she was at on yesterday, the pastor got up and said for the family to make sure they reach out to the loved one and send you, call him sometimes and take him out and get a beer. That's coming over the pulpit. Oh, yes, it's sad, Sister Smith. But believe, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit. This is what the Bible is telling you and I. Try the spirit. How do we try the spirit? We try the spirit according to the word of God. And in order for us to be able to do that, we've got to have knowledge of the word of God. We got to know what thus saith the Lord. We may not know every scripture from Genesis to Revelation, but we've got to know more than Psalms 23. We got to know more than John 3:16. We got to know what thus saith the Lord so we may be able to rightly divide the word of truth. He said, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. He said, hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. Saints, we're living in a time right now. People do not confess Jesus Christ as the Son of God. Oh, they've got all these different religious outlets that they're running to and various things that they're believing in now. Oh, but there's only one Son that died, and that was Jesus Christ. And he was the Son of Almighty God. Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. He said, every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. And even now already it is in the world. Oh, we see it in the world right now. Praise our God. And we are told in the 3rd John, verse 10, these words, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, oh, hear this warning, saints of God. See, this is why we've got to hold fast to the truth of God's word.
That's right.
And don't let our faith fail us. We are in the last of the last days. We can't lose sight of the things of Almighty God. We got to take heed to all the word of God. We got to eat all of it. We got to get into it. We got to turn away from many of our things in this world and begin to get more into the word of God. Let me go back to verse 7 in that I said 3rd John, but it's the 2nd epistle of John, the 2nd. He says there in verse 7, let me start there reading. He said, for many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. And we're seeing that right now. There are all kinds of opposers of Jesus Christ. People question who he is. They were questioning it back then. They're questioning it still today. He said, this is a deceiver and an antichrist. He said, look to yourselves that we lose not those things. Oh, saints, another warning to you and I. Another warning for you and I to be watchful, to take heed, to be careful, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. You know, saints of God, how do we lose those things? When we began to stop coming to the house of God, when we began to stay away from services, when we began to make excuses as to why we're not in the house of God, and we began to say, well, you know, I had to take care of this. Well, I had to do that. The devil has, we have stuff to do all week long. There are things that the devil has people doing all week long. And God only asked for us to be in the house on the Lord's day, to be in the house of God. We can't get people to come to the house of God just for one day to sit with Almighty God and to learn at Jesus' feet. Oh, I share with you, I believe it was last Lord's day, we heard somebody say how in this, where they go to church, that they go in and if the preacher keeps preaching past a certain time, the people just get up and they began to leave. Oh, saints of God, I stayed on my job longer than that. I went in and clocked in the morning at 7 and sometime didn't get out of there till 4 and didn't take a lunch break because of all the work we had to do. And you mean to tell me I can't come here and give God just a little bit of time of my service? I can't come here and give God just a little bit of me to praise and honor Almighty God for what God has done for. I know, saints of God, we all have busy lives, but we can't be too busy to serve Jesus.
Amen.
We can't have no time for Jesus. Amen. He said, look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. He said, whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ, he has both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you, now hear his words, and bring not this doctrine, bring not this word of God, that has already been settled in heaven, where Jesus has already said, before one jot or one tittle of my word shall pass, heaven and earth will pass away. He said, if then he come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, he said, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. Don't turn around and say you be blessed in your endeavor. No, 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 no. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deed. You see, when people aren't bringing truth and people aren't speaking truth, we don't say amen to it. Amen?
That's right.
We don't say amen to it. We don't say amen to things that are not of God. Amen. When we pursue the knowledge of God, the Spirit of God will guide us into all truth. As we follow Jesus and learn more and more about him, we will not find ourselves groping in the dark, but we'll be walking in the light. Amen? Yeah, I know, saints of God, we're all faced with challenges, life's challenges. Temptation to sin is all around each and every one of us every single day. But we must determine in our hearts that we will not yield to them. We are told in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, in verse 14, these words. It says, seeing then that we have a high priest that is passed into heaven, My, Jesus, the Son of God, he said, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched. See, saints of God, when we hold fast, we're holding fast. We have a tight grip on the word of God, knowing that nothing is going to hinder us from serving Almighty God, not letting anything hinder us. Not letting anything get in our way. Not allowing anything to keep us from coming to the house of God. You know, saints of God, they have all kinds of things out there that they try to keep us away from God. And they try to keep us to go to this various thing and that thing there. I know there was something that came up. And you know, we have little Liam there with his autism. And so we had seen that, I was looking at it, and they had a big autism rally that was going on in various, and all the information that we needed to kind of help us that we can read and get an understanding. But they had it on Sunday. Sunday. And I said, oh, no, I can't be out walking. No 5 miles or 5K, whatever it's called, on a Sunday. I'm doing the house of the Lord. Amen?
The Lord.
Amen. I know people will say, well, sister, if they saw you out there, then you can be with. No, God needs me here. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. God needs me here. He'll give me a chance to go out and witness on a Saturday or something, but not on a Sunday morning. Saints of God are here in the house of God praying, and I'm out there with all loud music and all the you know, the hoopla that's going on. No, that's not of God.
Amen?
Amen, amen, saints. Amen.
Right.
I mean, if I'm wrong, the Spirit of the Lord will show me. I don't believe we ought to be out there in some 5K race
amen.
On Sunday morning.
Amen.
Amen. That's a Saturday. That's Saturday work. It's not Sunday. And then you turn around here and they don't take off their jobs to go do it. No. Oh, mama, we got to think about where we're standing with God. He said in verse 15, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. My. Let us therefore come boldly. Oh, saints, we have access. We have access. We got to learn how to lean on the resources that God has put in place for us. He said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Oh, let us approach the throne of grace with confidence. Come with no hesitation. This is a resource that God wants you and I to lean on, saints of God, that God has put in place for us. To be able to come boldly and say, Lord, I need your help. Lord, I need your guidance. I need your direction. I need your strength to run on this race that thou hast set before me. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of my faith. My. On last Lord's Day, we left off speaking about the new birth in Christ Jesus. And we said that the new birth is not about being repaired. It's not about being restored. Not a makeover or being rehabilitated, but it's about being redeemed, meaning that we have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. And when we say that we are washed in the blood of the Lamb, it means that we have been cleansed from our sins through faith in Jesus Christ. We are told in Revelation, the 7th chapter, turn with me there for a moment and look at what it says in verse 9. He said, after this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, meaning no man could number that. He said, a great multitude which no man could number of all nations and kindreds. Oh, this lets us know that the salvation is a universal call. It's a gospel message of grace that applies to all people everywhere. He said, all nations and kindreds and people and tongues stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. Here John is speaking about a vision of the redeemed. He says that they are clothed with white robes. And white robes is a picture of righteousness. God's people are saved by grace. We have been rendered righteous in him. That is his promise to all who will come to Jesus Christ by faith. God is in the saving and cleansing business. He's not in the business of keeping us in sin. But when we come to Almighty God, God can save us to the uttermost. He can take away, he can take a wretched sinner and change him into the saint of God in a nanosecond. It doesn't take God a 12-step or two-year program. No, God can change you if you want to be changed. And when you come to Almighty God, he said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Oh, I know I'm new. Amen? I know God changed me from that old life that I used to live to a new life in him. Oh, praise our God. That's what God will do for you. People may look at you and say, well, I remember back in the day. Yeah, that's all right. Remember all. But I'm new in Christ Jesus right now. I'm living for Almighty God. Praise our God. You're told also, you're going to stay right here with Revelation,
But we're also told in Hebrews 9, verse 22, that almost all, in almost all things are by the law purged with blood. Without the shedding of blood is no remission. Also in Ephesians 1, it says to the praise and glory of God, where he has made us meet. Oh, saints of God, you think about it. It is God that has made us. I'm coming back to Revelation, but I want to get these scriptures in here. It is God who has made us meet. Oh, and all praise and glory is to him, to the praise and glory of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. You see, when Jesus died, the wall of separation that had been erected by sin was forever torn down. And now we can be reconciled with God. That's what the word of God lets us know, that we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, Jesus Christ. Praise our God. And then we're told that all things are of God. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 18, who has reconciled us to himself by Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Praise our God. John went on and said that these redeemed saints had palm branches in their hands. Palms are a symbol of victory. Bible students know the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem over 2,000 years ago, back in John, the 12th chapter. And if you don't, you can read it in your leisure. And how he had came. Oh, my, my, my. And when Jesus came, how the crowds waved the palm branches. They placed them in the road as he passed by. The Bible says they cried out, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. Oh, those saints were celebrating the great victory that was given to them over sin, Satan, and the power of the Antichrist. What about you and I, saints of God? Are we celebrating that? Oh, blessed is he that cometh in the name. Oh, thank God that Jesus Christ saved us. Thank God when you think back over your life. And this is not looking back into getting back into sin, because we know the word of God says that he that put instead of his hand to the plow and looking back, that means that you're desiring to go back out there and sin. No, but there are times when God will show you what God has brought you from. He will allow you to see the condition that you were in. And you think about the condition your life was in. Oh, there are times when you're sitting down and meditating and you're reflecting on the goodness of Almighty God, and you're reading the scriptures and you began to think about what God has saved you from. Or you may have just watched the evening news and you've seen all the uproar and all the stuff that's going on, and you just say, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. How many know what I'm talking about? Thank you for making me whole. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for saving me from myself. Because we were out there in the world, saints of God. No, we may not have murdered anybody. We may not have committed some heinous crimes that some are committing today, but we were still unrighteous. We were still sinners. He found us while we were dead and trespasses and sin. And thank God he loved us that much. Oh, the Bible tells us in Romans 5, verse 8, but God commended his love toward us, and yet while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's how much God loved you and I. Amen? While we were yet sinners, Christ died for you and I. Praise our God. We have a lot to rejoice about. Oh, praise our God. Look at what John says in verse 10 of Revelation 7. You see where the saints lifted their voices in an anthem of praise to their Redeemer for his redemption. And he cried with a loud voice. Look at what he said. He cried with a salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne unto the Lamb. My, my, my. Praise our God. You see, they knew that they were in heaven for one reason, and for one reason only, because of the grace of God. Saints of God, we're sitting in a heavenly place right now. Why? Because of the grace of Almighty God. By the grace of Almighty God. And we thank God for that. Thank God that he loved us so much. And his son shed his blood on the cross. We can praise him, saints of God. Oh, if there ever was a reason for us to praise God, now is that time. Now is that time.
Oh, as I've said before, I truly thank God for his grace. I thank God for his mercy upon our life. Oh, it is the grace of God and the sacrifice of his son, Jesus Christ, that allows us to be able to sing, I am fully saved today. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Amen, sing. Praise our God. Oh, my, my, my. It's the grace of God that allows us to be able to sing these hymns that we have here. It's the grace of God that allows us to be able to come in and get down on our knees on a Tuesday and pray out, cry out to Almighty God for souls to be saved. Oh, thank God, saints of God. Thank God for all that he's done for us. Oh, his salvation is something for us to praise him for, because our world, as we said, is in dire trouble. We're seeing the mass shooting. We're hearing about all the chaos and all the confusion going on in our government right now. Our world is perishing right before our very eyes. We are told in Matthew 24, verse 12, that these times are the result of iniquity abounding and the love of many that's waxing cold, and many are forgetting Almighty God. We're told in the ninth division of Psalm, verse 17, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. Truly, our country has forgotten Almighty God. No matter what these politicians are trying to portray right now during this campaign season and all their campaign speeches, but they do not know him as their father. We have read in the past, 2 Chronicles 7 and verse 14, and we possibly can quote this verbatim. Oh, but when we delve a little deeper into it, and we began to see that Solomon foresaw the calamity that might fall upon the people, upon that nation, and they're sinning against Almighty God. He knew that if they turned and repented and prayed, then God would hear from his dwelling place in heaven. Oh, what a stark difference from Jonah. Oh, when he was told to go to the people of Nineveh and to cry against them because of their wickedness had come up before the Lord. Oh, and Jonah, you know the story. If you know, I ask you to read the entire book of Jonah, how Jonah went and jumped on a ship. Oh, and Jonah caused so much confusion and things that were going on. You remember it, amen, saints? Oh, and all the things that Jonah did. Jonah got so upset and so mad at Almighty God. Oh, he was there, and the ship was going through all kinds of turbulent weather. And even the heathen men knew better than Jonah that it was Jonah, and they needed to pray to his God. Oh, and they even asked him that, saints of God. Oh, I'm trying to find it right now. Praise our God. I told you I have this new Bible, but Lord has blessed me. I've been able to work it, saints. Oh, I thank you for your prayers. But yeah, Jonah was there on that ship, and we remember the story. And how Jonah had nestled himself down inside of there. He was down inside of that ship. Oh, he was causing all kinds of confusion. He said, and then there was a mighty tempest in the sea so that the ship was like to be broken. And then the mariners were afraid, and they cried to everyone unto his God, cast forth the wares that were in the ship. They were throwing things overboard to lighten that load that was on there because they thought that was the problem. But Jonah was gone down into the side of the ship. And he laid and was fast asleep. Oh, he was down there sleeping. Oh, he thought he was all right. Oh, but he wasn't all right with God. Praise our God. He wasn't all right with God. That's just like everyone that has RIP on their grave is not all right with God. Don't let them fool you. Oh, my, my, my. Then the shipmaster came down and said unto him, what meanest thou, old sleeper? He told him to rise and to call upon thy God. Even the pagans knew you need to call on your God. Amen? If so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. Oh, my, my, my. Then they said unto him, tell us, we pray. Oh, he said, and they said, excuse me, in verse 7, I'm reading in Jonah 1. Mm-hmm. Just ran over there for a moment because you had to read the whole scripture. I'm trying to summarize it. He said, come and let us cast lots that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lots fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil upon us? What is thine occupation? And whence comest thou? And what is thy country? And of what people art thou? Oh, and look at what he said unto them. I'm a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, You didn't fear him enough.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you ran away from him.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which has made the sea and the dry land. Then were the man exceedingly afraid and said unto him, why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. Oh, my, my, you can't flee from God.
Amen.
Oh, and we know they threw him overboard. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord. He was out there. And a great fish, we're told, swallowed him up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, Jonah had to go through all of that unnecessarily. Amen? Because he just didn't want to go to the people of Nineveh. He didn't want to cry out to him as God told him to. You see, Solomon was different. Solomon saw what was going on. Solomon knew that he had to pray. He had to do what God said. And Solomon, it tells us in 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter in verse 14, where God said, he said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, then will I hear from heaven. See, God's not going to hear until people turn from their wicked ways. You can't continue to do wicked and call upon God. You can't continue to do things that are wrong and say, well, we'll get down on our knees and try to pray over it. You can't pray over wickedness. Amen?
Yeah.
Praise God. He said, then when I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Oh, listen to what he says in verse 10, 15. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. Oh, God will be attentive if we do what God says. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, my, my, my. My, my, my. I believe that this scripture today is perhaps one of the most important scriptures to be brought before the people of our nation. I know whenever America is faced with something, some type of catastrophic thing that's going on, all lawmakers began to quote this scripture. They began to sing Amazing Grace, but they never adhere to what God is saying. Our country, the United States of America, has been considered as a Christian nation. I want you to hear what I'm saying. I didn't say that we were Christian. We were a Christian nation, but we've been considered as one. You go down and see all the monuments with all the scriptures on them and all the various things. But look how far we have moved away from true Christianity. Look how far we've moved away from God and our national life, which is spilling now over into personal life. Oh, my, my, my. You know, as the people go, as the Congress and all the various things go, the people are following right along with it. People feel because they see one person getting away with something, they can go out there and they can do it too. Oh, we can truly see the plagues that Solomon could foresee. We can see the judgment of Almighty God. It's time for God's people to humble themselves. Time for God's people to pray, to seek God's face, and to turn from their wicked ways. And when we do, God promises that God will hear, God will forgive, God will heal the land. That's his promise to us. But until we do it, the things that we are seeing right now, saints of God, will continue to erupt in our world. We're going to continue to hear a mass shooting. We're going to continue to hear, as brother brought to us this morning, a young men and people walking in grocery stores and grabbing folks' purses and throwing them down and stealing. Oh, they're on a Sunday. They don't even value Sunday anymore. They're out there roguing on a, stealing on a Sunday. Well, you say to me, well, Sister Renee, what makes a difference? Oh, there was a time when people honored a Sunday. You know? Oh, I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
I know they used to say back in the day, but I can remember.
Yeah.
Things were closed on Sunday. If you didn't get your food on Saturday and get all your goods, you couldn't find nothing open on Sunday.
That's right.
Amen? You didn't know. There used to be a time, even in the grocery stores,
mm-hmm.
and I don't buy liquor. I'm just saying because you'd see the big old tarp up to keep people from going over there. No Sunday sale. Now they sell right on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
My, my, my. We don't honor God no more. We don't honor the things of God. We're seeing it all around us, but let us be steadfast in our walk with God.
Amen.
Saints.
Amen.
Let us continue to run this race that God has set before us. Let us continue to know where we stand with Almighty God. Let us to shore up that ship. Let us to make sure that anchor is holding against a solid rock. And that rock is Jesus. He's the one. Let us make sure our anchor is holding as we follow him in these turbulent times in which we are living. Oh, saints, it's going to get worse. It's not going to get any better. Oh, we're looking at times because why? Because man has turned away from God. Man has turned a deaf ear. They're numb to the things of Almighty God. They don't want to hear what thus saith the Lord, but they would rather take what another man says and what another man will promise them instead of the promises of Almighty God. Praise our God. And one thing we can say, saints of God, never, not one of God's promises have failed. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We can stand on that. Remember they used to say back in the day, you can take that to the bank. Well, you can take that there. God's promises stand. Amen. Amen. Oh, I know, saints of God, our circumstances may change. We may have to walk through some hard places in this life. We may have to go through some things. But if we are truly saved, then we know that our names are written in heaven. Amen. This is what Jesus was saying to the disciples when he told them in Luke 10. He said not to rejoice in the fact that the spirits were subject unto them, but rather to rejoice because their names were what? Written in heaven. Oh, praise our God. Gives us reason to praise God. Amen. Gives us enough reason to shout. Gives us enough reason to sing. Gives us enough reason to testify for all the glory that God has bestowed upon us. They've been rendered unto us. Our God is a great God. I'm reminded of a hymn that we've sang. We haven't sung it lately, but God's choir in the sky. Praise our God. And I want to be one of those that are singing in God's choir. Amen? Praise our God. Turn with me back to Revelation 7. And look at what John says there in verse 11 through 12. And he said, and all the angels stood around the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Oh, my, my, my. You think about it, saints of God. The angelic hosts around the throne of God, witnessing to all the things of God, giving praise and glory to God. Shouts of multitude, praising the Lord. Can you imagine the sound of millions and millions of voices joined in an anthem of praise to Almighty God? Oh, my, my, my. Saints of God here with the Spirit of Saints. You know, you think about it. I was listening to a report, and I know I've said this many times before, but Spirit's bringing it back to me. And I was listening to a report they were talking about between Ohio State and Wisconsin, and when you go down into Wisconsin and they do some kind of a stomp or whatever, and the one guy was saying it feels like the stadium is going to fall down and what they do. And how come we can't praise God like that? Amen. Praise God for what God has done for us. We don't have to go out. We don't have to go to Wisconsin and sit in the stadium to do it. Oh, we can just praise God. Praise God. Oh, there's time you can just walk out. Just praise God. You even have to open your door and open the door, stand out there. Praise God, neighbors. Because God is good, amen? Oh, God has brought us through, saints of God. When you think about all the things that we're seeing going on in life, when you hear about the tragedies, all the things that are happening, when you hear about all the cars on the freeway going the wrong way on the freeway, how many have it driven in the middle of the night? I know Brother DeAndre in the middle of the morning, early, 3 o'clock in the morning, he's out there on the freeway. Oh, praise God that God has taken him from his home all the way to his job. Brother Byron's out there on the freeway. He's up and down many, many miles in different cities here in the state of Ohio. God has carried him many miles. He's carried Sister India. He's carried Sister Smith. He's carried all of us who have worked. Oh, look at your odometer and the many mouths that God has carried. And I've heard saints of God have come in and said that they found that there was something wrong with the stabilizer, or there may have been a bar broken in the car, but God kept them safe through all of those times. How many times do we say, praise God, thank you, Jesus, for carrying me through?
Amen.
Just go out there and say, thank you, Lord. Oh, you brought me many miles over the highway. Oh, you allowed me to go through turbulent things. We were sitting here yesterday in the house of God, at the food pantry. And all of a sudden we heard all of these motorcycles come roaring down Wayne Avenue. And they got right there between Sister Jackson's house and Sister India's home. And they were right stuck right in the middle. And they were revving their engine. Then all of a sudden we seen cars were crossed over in the street, blocking them in. Oh, we don't know what was going on. And then when Brother Tony and I were leaving, all the police were coming down their sirens, signs were going off and coming down the roadway. Something was going on right here, saints of God, while the saints were here handing out food baskets. Danger is all around us. We need God's protection. We need God's fence. We need to pray, God, protect us from all the things that are going on. Because we don't know, saints of God. As we said, we have a drug house right across the street. And if someone fails to pay the drug dealer, goes in there and tries to steal, they can have a shootout right over there. That's the times we're living in. Sister Blake and I were downstairs. We shared with the saints. Oftentimes we get one of the neighbors mail here in the church. And that Sunday I said to Sister Blake, I said, oh, sis, I said, I don't feel like walking it over, because normally we walk across the street and just hand and kind of talk to the neighbor. But for some reason, that Sunday, the Spirit of the Lord showed me not to. And I said to Sister Blake, we'll just put it back in the mail when you go to the post office. She put it in the bag and said, okay. And we went out. And as we went outside, the neighbor was out there and we were talking to him. And they showed Brother Maurice and Sister Blake and myself, the brother of the individual, showed that they were packing and pulled their shirt back to let us know that they had their gun right there in their holster. And then they said, he said, you know, I told my sister, he said, if somebody knocks at the door, you just start shooting. And I happened to look up and I thought, Lord, have mercy. I would have been shot dead this afternoon just because somebody knocked on the door and you were told just to shoot through the door. Saints of God, that's the perilousness of times we're living in.
Amen.
And it's even at the door. It's around us. I'm reminded of something Brother Byron said one Wednesday night when we were in the house of the Lord. He said, saints of God, we're going to go through some things too. It's going to be happening within our own families and various things. We're not going to be exempt from it. But saints of God, if you have to go through it with Jesus on your side.
Amen.
Don't lose sight of what Jesus is able to do. Don't look sight of the fact that Jesus is able to bring you through, because he can bring you through. Keep your hand in his hand.
Thank you.
Don't run away from it. Don't say, well, you know what? I'm going through this and I'm going to turn on God. No, don't turn away from God.
Amen.
Don't turn back to this world and all the beggarly elements that are out here in the world. Paul lets us know there in Galatians. He says there in Galatians, excuse me, that fourth chapter and that ninth verse. He said, but now after that, you have known God, or rather known of God. Oh, my. See, when you know God, you know how God is able to operate. You know how God is able to bring you through. How many know what I'm talking about? You know what God is able to do. Because saints of God, each and every one of us have received the goodness of Almighty God. We may not have received what everyone else is, but we have received something from Almighty God. We have received blessings up on top of blessings. Remember, there's a song that we sing. It said, count your blessings. Name them one by one. We can't even count what God has done for us. But one blessing we know for sure, he raised us up this morning. He allowed us to be in the house of the Lord. He blessed us enough that we are able, as brother gave his testimony this morning, we are able to praise Almighty God. We can sing praises unto his name. Why? Because our God is worthy. He is worthy for us to praise him. He said, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Have you praised him this morning? Have you praised him this afternoon? Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise God from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. The Lord's name is to be praised. Have you praised him today? Oh, God has saved you. Oh, God has brought you out. And Paul said there in that fourth chapter of Galatians, verse 9, he said, but now, after that, you have known God. Oh, when you say you know God, that means you have partaken of God. You have partaken of the Lordness of the Lord's Supper. You've partaken of the bread, which is representation of his body. You've partaken of the juice, which is a representation of the blood that was shed. He said, but now after that you have known, or rather you are known of God, how turn you again to the weak and beggarly elements whereunto you desire again to be in bondage. Why do you want to be back in bondage again? Sin is bondage. And we don't want to be back in sin. Amen? We want to run on for Almighty God. We want to live for the Lord who died for us. We want to rejoice in everything that God has done for us. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, there's some days I don't feel like it. I don't feel that good. I don't feel that God is helping me. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, he's teaching you a lot of things. Oh, there's sometimes where God has to shut down on us. And God has to allow us to sit and just maybe wallow in our own mess. Amen? Because God is trying to show us something, tell us something. I know I'm not the only one that's gone through this. Amen? Oh, there's times where God, when you may sit there, you may think, oh, Lord, it doesn't feel like you've done anything for me lately. Oh, Lord, I don't feel like my prayer is getting through. I feel like I'm a little weak here, Lord. Oh, God is trying to tell you something at that time. God is trying to say something to you. Oh, don't turn away from it. Continue to press on, because that's the enemy trying to get you to turn away from God. But no, you've got to settle it like Job did. Though he slay me, yet will I serve him. Go through whatever it is God wants you to go through and come out on the other side with Jesus. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. Praise our God. Praise our God. The Bible tells us in John and Luke 15, verse 7, he says these words, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. See, there's joy in heaven when people come to God. When people come to Almighty God and they serve Almighty God, there's joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons with need no repentance. My, my, my. Oh, saints of God, we have so much to be thankful for. We have so much to praise God. Thank God for being a true follower of Jesus Christ. Thank God that your neighbors can see that you love the Lord. Thank God that you can go into a store and someone say, oh, I know, what church do you go to? Praise our God. That's being a follower of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Someone recognizes that you are a child of God. You see, they may not open a Bible. They may not come into this house of God. But they'll see you and I out in the marketplace. Amen? They'll see us on our jobs. They'll see us when we're at the doctor's office, when we're in the grocery store. They'll see when we're driving in our cars. You see, that tells you whether you serve God or not. Just watch somebody when they're driving in their car. They're running all up and down the street and carrying on. Oh, where's your salvation? Amen? And you go in the store and the line's a little long. And you hear people, they get all mad and start throwing down the food and walking out and leaving the car. Oh, you can tell who people serve.
That's right.
Amen? You don't have to have your manuscript to know. But you can see who people serve. Oh, and they can see that you serve Almighty God. They can tell by the fruit that you're bearing. They can tell by your sweet spirit, saints of God, that you're a follower of Jesus Christ, that you're a true follower, not just someone who's saying it, but that you are a true follower of Jesus Christ. We've got to be strong in our spiritual walk, saints.
Amen.
You've got to have the knowledge of Almighty God. We got to keep our eyes and our hearts and minds open to the cry of those who don't know Jesus. There are folks who are hurting right now. They're hurting in this world. We saw it. Two Saturdays ago, we saw it. We saw people hurting, literally hurting. Oh, Jesus said in John 4, these words, and I'm getting ready to come to a close because I know we have another service, saints. But that's all right. God will bring it back. Amen? Jesus told the woman there at the well. He said, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink.
thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Oh, saints of God, I'm inclined to believe that if people knew who Jesus Christ truly is, they would want to come to him. As I said, they may not pick up a Bible, but they will see you and me.
Mm-hmm.
And they will want to know about him. But are we closely following Jesus? He said in our scripture text, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I believe in my heart if more who profess to be saved were truly following him, we would not see all the different translations of Bibles.
Amen. Amen.
These Bible translations have come about because people want to circumvent the truth of God's word. People today want, as the Bible says, to establish their own righteousness and not submit themselves into the righteousness of God. They fail to understand that the spirit, from the spiritual, from the natural, and that no human being can achieve any level of righteousness that will get them into the kingdom of God. It has to come through the cleansing of the Holy Spirit of God. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, my, my, my. The Holy Spirit of God is what guides you and I into all truth. The saints of God, let us be true followers of Jesus Christ. Let us settle in our hearts and in our minds that we are going to experience some things in this life, but we are not going to allow them to deter us. We're not going to allow them to turn us away from serving Almighty God, but we're going to keep on the fiery line. Oh, it may hurt sometimes. We may have some hurt feelings. We may go away and we may say, they hurt my feelings. Oh, but that's all right. That's all right. Look what Jesus went through. Look at how he agonized in the garden for you and I. Oh, my, my, my. Saints of God, a hurt feeling. They used to say when I was growing up, sticks stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you. I don't know how true it was, but I know I cried a lot of times as a child. But as an adult, oh, serving God, I know I serve a God who's able.
Amen.
1 John 3, verse 13 says, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. The people of this world will not like us. Why? Because the way we're living condemns their lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
condemns the way they are. That's a warning to us, saints of God. We're living in times of hostility. We're living in times of persecution. And we ought not to be surprised if we're going to face persecution. Amen? There's no need for us to get discouraged. But we've got to continue to run on for Almighty God. Remember what Romans 12, verse 14 says, to bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Matthew 5, 43, we're going to close right here. After we read this, Lord bless us. Oh, I know there's so much more, but that's all right. God, bring it back. Matthew 5, verse 43, he said, you have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. Bless them. He said, excuse me, hate thy enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Look what he said. Do good,
yes.
Saints.
Yes.
Even
yes.
if they cuss you out, you got to do good. Amen. And pray for them which what? Despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven.
Lord.
My, my, my.
Yes, Lord.
For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust.
Mm-hmm.
For if you love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? See, we can't just come in here and say wonderful things to each other and not say something to someone that's lost. All of us that are in here are professing to be saved. Those of us who are professing to be saved. But we're trying to win souls. Amen, saints? He said, be ye therefore perfect. Oh, there's the word perfect. Even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. See, God is looking for perfection out of his people. He's not looking for revenge. Amen?
That's right.
He tells us to recompense nothing. He will take care of it. Amen? Oh, I trust something was said. I trust something was said today that will help us to think on as we follow Jesus Christ. God bless you is my prayer. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Amen.
That ye may be the children of your Father, which is in him. You see, the Lord gives us the prescription of what to do. Yeah, we go, if we're not feeling well, we go to the doctor. Doctor writes a script. You take it to the pharmacist and they fill it. They say, read all the instructions before you take it.
Amen.
And we do it. Shouldn't we read all the instructions from the Father of Lights and live? Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Pastor said, don't run away from the Lord. And yet when there are people who come and they hear the word of God and they'll turn and go the other way, that's running away from the word of God. And yet some will profess to know the Lord. They profess to know Jesus, but you can't follow someone if you're running in the opposite direction.
Amen.
You cannot do that.
Amen.
You can't run away from his word. Amen.
Amen.
We will know if we follow on to know
Amen.
The Lord. That means we have to follow on to know the Lord. We can't, as Pastor said, we can't, if something happens or somebody says something, we can't get discouraged and then say, well, they said something to me and so I'm not, well, who are you following? Are you following the Lord? Or are you following people? Amen. Know who saved. Know who hung on that cross.
Amen.
Who stayed on that cross. Amen. Amen. Shall we stand? Thank God. Following Jesus.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. And it's part, and Pastor said, today was part six.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said, well, how many parts are there going to be?
Amen.
Well, how long are you going to follow Jesus?
Amen. Praise God.
And you have to put following Jesus, part infinity.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. What shall we say? Number 186 in the evening light. I'm redeemed. Amen. 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 And we understand that in order for us to be able to sing this
mm-hmm.
and not be singing a lie, then we have to be redeemed, don't we?
Amen.
So as we're singing this, we want to sing. You sing with the spirit and with the understanding, but also while we're singing, we can rejoice that we're redeemed, but let's keep a prayer on our heart for those who are not.
Amen.
To know that they too can be redeemed if they will follow on to know Jesus.
I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed from the darkness of the night that so thickly enveloped my soul. In my heart there have gleamed rays of wonderful light, where the waves of thy glory have rolled.
Praise our God.
I'm redeemed. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I am saved from all sins. And I'm walking in the light. I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I'm redeemed by thy blood from the power of the grave and the victory I have over death. Oh, that wonderful blood, oh, I felt its time to save. When I plunge in a fathomless depth,
praise God,
I'm redeemed. Praise the Lord, I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I am saved from all sin, and I'm walking in the light. I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I'm redeemed from all sin, and I'm walking in the light, and thy spirit illumines my way. I've no fear.
God. Oh, I'm redeemed. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I am saved from all sin, and I'm walking in the light. I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen. To being redeemed. And redemption comes through the blood of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That second verse that I'm redeemed by thy blood. So really this song is being sung to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm redeemed by thy blood from the power of the grave. You see, the second death hath no power when we're redeemed.
Amen.
Through the blood of Jesus. It says, and the victory I have over death. And it talks about that wonderful flood, the flood of his blood covering our sins. I felt its power to save when I plunged in its fathomless depth. So we can say, Lord, there's no condemnation in my soul today because I was plunged neath that flood of the blood of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And in that third verse, I'm redeemed from all sin because the Jesus' blood doesn't have redeem.
That's right.
I'm redeemed from all sin, and I'm walking in the light.
Mm-hmm.
We're told in that, I believe it's that first chapter of 1 John, I believe somewhere around verse 9, it talks about being redeemed. We're told that if we walk in the light as he is in the light, amen. We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus cleanseth us from all sin. So we cannot say that we're a child of God. We cannot say we've been redeemed and say we still sin. That cannot be. I was at the funeral that I was at yesterday as they were closing, and the minister said, well, many things, including what I mentioned to Pastor about the take the bereaved family out and get them a beer. But as she was praying at the end, and she was praying over the deceased person, and said, she said, well, you know, Lord, receive this sinner, this redeemed sinner. And I thought, now there's a word that's called an oxymoron in English language. An oxymoron is things that use two opposite words together. Like if someone says something is awfully good, well, how can someone be awful and good at the same time?
Imagine.
How can someone be a sinner and redeemed at the same time?
That's
it
right.
is impossible.
Mm-hmm.
The Psalm quote in verse 3 says, I'm redeemed from all sin. So if I'm redeemed from sin, then I'm not a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
We can't say that someone can't say I'm a sinner saved by grace.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm saved by grace, then I'm not a sinner. Because I've been delivered from the power of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son.
Mm-hmm. Not a sinning Christian.
Not a sinning Christian. Amen.
That's
amen.
Right.
So, and if I'm redeemed from all sin, then I've got to be walking in the light. And the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, will direct our path. That says, thy Spirit illumines my way. And when we have that, I've no fear now within. When we were in sin, there was an inward fear. Because we knew, we had enough of a knowledge to know that if we died in our condition, that death would have power over us and we would be forever condemned to a devil's hell.
Mm-hmm.
But after being redeemed, we can say, I'm no fear now within for the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flieth by day. Amen. Thank God. When we say, I'm redeemed, that is a shout of victory.
Amen.
I'm redeemed, praise the Lord,
yes.
By the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
And I'm saved from all sin, all past, and I don't plan to commit any sin.
Amen.
When we get saved for all time, not just for the time being.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Since I'm redeemed from all sin and I'm walking in the light, meaning we're following Jesus. That's the only way we can
Amen.
Be walking in the light.
Amen.
I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Praise God.
Are you redeemed?
Amen. Amen.
Are you struggling?
Are you struggling? You say, well, you know, I didn't sin. I haven't sinned today, but, you know, the day before, well, yesterday or the day before, I was a little shaky. No, the Lord can do better for us than that.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. We've got to commit our way to him and surrender our way and our will.
Amen.
And rebuke the devil.
Amen.
Seek the power that is in the Lord.
Amen.
And we can say, I'm redeemed. Mm-hmm. Someone asks you, well, you know, you're not the same as you used to be. Well, I'm redeemed.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Are you redeemed?
Amen.
Let me tell you how you can be redeemed.
Amen.
You can have the joy that I have.
Amen.
Praise our God. Amen. Amen. We'll sing that last verse.
Thank you.
Amen. The redeemed, they shall walk in the pathway of the just, which shines brighter and brighter each day. They shall sing and shall talk with a bright angelic host, where all sorrow and sighs flee away. Oh, I'm redeemed. Praise the Lord. I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I am saved from all sin, and I'm walking in the light. I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, I'm redeemed. Praise the Lord. I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I am saved from all sin, and I'm walking in the light. I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Amen. Praise our God. Praise our God. Thank God. I'm so glad that there was an altar call.
Amen. Amen.
That came. And there were many altar calls that I sat through. Gripped the bench when the Spirit was speaking to my heart. And I knew I should have gone to the altar. Knew I was guilty according to the word of God that was preached.
Amen.
But praise God, he had mercy on me.
Amen.
But I thank God there was an altar call that came. There was an altar call that came. The Lord did not, the Spirit of God did not stop striving with me.
Amen.
And there was an altar, one day
Amen.
There was an altar call
Amen.
That came.
Amen.
And the Lord spoke to my heart, and I knew I had to go.
Amen.
I knew I had to go away from sin, and I knew I had to come to the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise God, and I thank him.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank God.
Amen.
Amen. Glory.
Amen.
Glory to God.
And you can say, I'll never forget
Amen.
The day he spoke to my troubled soul. Words of peace that made my burdens roll. He broke the chains that bound. He set all my joy bells ringing. Praise to his matchless name.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Was lost in sin. My,
Amen.
My. Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Praise
I think
God.
About that. My soul was lost in sin and shame, the way I could not see. But Jesus came. Oh, bless his name and set my spirit free. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise
God. Thank you, Lord, for that day.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you,
Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank God.
Praise God.
Thank God for his precious word. Thank God. Is there anyone who has a special need?
Amen.
Amen.
To be all God.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for his precious word.
Amen.
We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, this day. We thank you, Lord, for your precious, precious love, dear God, to us. Lord, you loved us, dear God, when we didn't love you. You gave your Son to be the propitiation for our sins, dear God. Lord, we just thank you, dear God, for your great redemption plan, dear Father. And Lord, you saved us, Lord, and you didn't leave us alone, dear God. But Lord, you gave us a comforter to abide with us forever. Lord, we thank you, dear God. And Lord, we follow on, dear God, with hearts made strong by grace, Lord. We will follow, ever follow, in the footsteps of the Savior. Lord, we thank you, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear Father, for your precious word this day. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, to follow on, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that we never turn to the right or to the left, dear God. Lord, we don't want to seek our own way, dear God, but we want to seek, Lord, that way, Lord, which you would have us to follow. For, Lord, we know, dear God, that that is the way that leads to life everlasting. And so we thank you, dear God, for your precious word. Lord, you saw each upraised hand, dear God, and you know, dear God, Father, what we need, Lord, in order to remain steadfast and unmovable and always abounding, Lord, in your word and in your work. Lord, we know, dear God, that living for you is not in vain, dear God. And so, Lord, we follow on, dear God, and pray, dear God, that you would give us grace to stand, dear God. Lord, we thank you again, Lord, for your word and pray, dear God, that, Lord, if there are those who heard your precious word, dear God, who don't know you, oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that they would seek, Lord, to know you, dear Father. Lord, that they may be found of thee, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that they would have godly sorrow now, dear God. Lord, that they may have rejoicing hereafter. Oh, Lord, this we ask and beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Make us a blessing, dear God, we pray. Oh, Lord, we just thank you, dear God, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for our pastor. We thank you, Lord, for the saints. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to be examples of believers wherever we go. And, Lord, we will give you glory and praise for it all. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise our God. You know that ordinance services will follow. And just thinking about how in order to partake of the ordinance, we have to be redeemed. We have to be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We have to be walking in the light. We have to be saved from all sin in order to partake of the body and blood of Jesus. Jesus said, this do in remembrance of me. And so we have to have an understanding of what it is that we are partaking of, that we are taking the cup, Christ's suffering, realizing that we may have to suffer some things in this life. But it's important for us to have that understanding. We know that the Spirit is leading me to say this, that we know that the Word of God says that if we eat and drink unworthily, then we're eating and drinking damnation to ourselves because we don't discern the Lord. You know, for the same reason in the Church of God we realize that the ordinances of the Lord's house are baptism, feet washing, the Lord's Supper. We know that we don't baptize babies. Babies don't partake of the Lord's Supper either. Because we understand we have to be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. The Lord just brought that to my mind. But we understand that the Lord sets things in order. God sets things in order, and God has the rule in his house. And so when we can say, Lord, I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I am saved from all sin. That, Lord, you've delivered me from the power of the grave. Lord, I have victory over death. Lord, I felt its power to save. I can remember the day that I was saved. There were other saints who were saying they can remember that day. They can remember the change in their life. Amen. That's redemption. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. And so even to partake of the ordinances of the Lord's house, we need to be redeemed souls. We thank God for his great plan of redemption. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves, please? Amen. Thank the Lord. Our meditation was found in Jeremiah 31:3. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Praise God for his love. Amen. You know, there are the normal announcements, and for time's sake, you know, there's another service that follows. So the service, the announcements concerning our praying for one for another during the week, you know, intercessory prayer will be this Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. Those are standing announcements. So we conduct ourselves accordingly. The November Turkey Giveaway Jar is always open to receive funds. Our giveaway is not next Saturday. Next Saturday is the 4th. It's the Saturday after that. The bulletin says our giveaway is next Saturday, November 11th. This Saturday is the 4th, so it's the following Saturday. But since we got a Saturday coming, if we say next Saturday, it seems like the next Saturday, okay, it's the 11th. It's not the Saturday that's at the end of this week. It's the Saturday that's the end of next week. Amen. 9 a.m., beginning at 9 a.m. here at the church. We'll be on the parking lot and pray that the Lord will allow the rain. Kind of looking ahead, we understand that. Yesterday, I think, was the first day that I could look at a 14-day forecast, and it was saying some rain, but God is able, because when we had the chicken and fish fry, the man was saying some rain, but God blessed. God is in control, so just pray for that work, please. You know, the people who are driving into the parking lot, they won't have to worry too much about it, but those of us who are out there, the Lord is able to take care of us. Ordinance services following morning service today. Choir rehearsal next Sunday following morning service. Wednesday of the month will be this Wednesday. That will be November the 1st. Be prepared with a scripture or a testimony to share. Wednesday Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phone off around 5:30 p.m. and turn back on at 6:30 p.m. before service. And please mute your phones. Please pray for Brother Byron Johnson and all who are bringing scriptures. Our thought for today, if God could close the lion's mouth for Daniel, part the Red Sea for Moses, make the sun stand still for Joshua, open the prison for Peter, put a baby in Sarah's arms, and raise Lazarus from the dead, then he can certainly take care of you. Have faith in him. Yes. Amen. And continue to remember all of those who are on our prayer list, the saints and family and friends. Amen. Amen. 2:30. Shall we stand? And we will join together again. You know, there may be those who have to leave. We'll pray a prayer of dismissal for them. Those who will be remaining for the ordinance service, we will reconvene upstairs at 2:30. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for this beautiful day. Lord, we've been able to gather together with the saints and worship you, Lord, in the beauty of holiness. Lord, our hearts, our souls have been fed, Lord, from your word. And Lord, we have lifted up our voices in praise and in prayer to thee. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for what you have done for us, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, truly to hide your word in our heart, that we might not sin against thee. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would have your way, dear God. Lord, as we dismiss, Lord, from this morning service, dear God, we pray, Lord, that you would be with us, Lord. Lord, into the next, dear Father. We know, dear God, you have been present with us in this service, Lord. And Lord, we're trusting and we believe, Lord, that you will be present with us in the next. Have your way, dear God, and give traveling mercies, dear Father, over the highway. Take us, dear God, to our separate homes, dear God, at the moment, at the time, dear God, when it is time for us to leave. And truly, Lord, we'll give you all glory and praise as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord, sis.
Thank you.
We got to do some business. You don't know. It just depends on what it is. Okay. Who? No.
I think Jack Gibbs.
Something.